What's your business?
We're in the business of winning.
Cameron Yeo football is on the air.
It's wide open. He makes the catch on the run. A strike from Capriva, and Sims coasts in for the touchdown. Fumble on the play. A scramble for it, and the Yeoman have recovered. Trips coming wide to the left, and that's where Allison rolls to, looking. And this one is picked off. Justin Pratt inside the 10, the 5, and out of bounds at the 2-yard line, 1-yard line. Justin Pratt puts the Yeoman in business.
Capriva hands off to Smith. Smith going right. He's got some room. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5. He scores. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Live on the ranch, Fighting Yeo football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, by Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, Melanie Shuffield, your Edward Jones representative, Mallaire's Discount Center, Buckholz State Bank in Cameron, Buckholz and Rogers, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Lone Star Ag Credit, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, Citizens National Bank, Marek Burns Label Funeral Home, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, and by McElrath Motors. Now, it's football time.
Will take on the China Spring Cougars. And at our newly renovated stadium, the beautiful carpet has been laid here at Yeo Stadium, and this is the first action on the renovated stadium. And I know the players, fans, everybody's kind of looking forward to this, Coach, but, well, someone higher than us may have something to say about that.
Well, there's a lot of things you can protect against, but lightning is not one of them. The field, it can rain all it wants to, and we can play ball. It can hail, we can play ball. But as long as it's lightning anywhere in the vicinity, they're going to hold this game up. I noticed that the China Springs band has already left the stands and gone underneath for their protection. And if it strikes much more, I think we'll see everybody heading under the stands.
We got a simultaneous woo when one of the bolts. Light rain here at Yeo Stadium, and the umbrellas are up, and as of now, I guess this game goes on. But
Joe, the UIL rule is, and the officials are the one that have to enforce it, is that if there's a threat of lightning, or if they see lightning, then you've got to wait for 30 minutes before you can go back out to play.
Well, we are having a bit of technical difficulty with our equipment tonight. We may be in and out until we get a different system hooked up for you. But, again, it may be a mute thing. We're just kind of waiting around as we watch radar and these storms kind of billowing up from the south. But it looks like most of them are going just to the south of us here in Cameron. And we're getting the remnants of it. Of course, the perimeter is where a lot of that dangerous lightning occurs. So,
well, I heard Bertie just announce that we've got a 30-minute delay because of the lightning strike.
So we are in a rain delay before we get started here. That goes quite a ways, Coach, in extending our pregame show.
Yes, it does. I hope you got a lot to say.
We came prepared, but maybe not quite that prepared. We will review some of the big games around Central Texas in our pregame show. We'll hear from Coach Rick Rhodes, who had some comments to say this morning about the China Spring Cougars. And we'll also give you an outlook on this game tonight with the China Spring Cougars. All coming up on our pregame show as we are in a, we'll call it a lightning delay here at Yeo Stadium, because I think you have to be lightning free for 30 minutes before the players can come back out onto the field, and we are into that 30-minute lightning delay as we speak. We'll be back from Yeo Stadium with more of our pregame show as we count down to who knows what here. Maybe a kickoff, maybe not. We're back in a moment.
There are three companies in the U.S. who keep reports on your credit: Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Each gives you a score according to their report, and in many instances determines if credit will be available to you. You can get a free copy of your credit report from each reporting agency through www.annualcreditreport.com. It's important to know the score. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
All right, we are back at Yo Stadium, and we're going to try to keep you up to date as we watch the rainfall here on the new carpet at Yo Stadium. Hopefully, Coach, this will clear out of here, although we're looking at radar. There's a lot of it on radar. A lot of the red, though, has dissipated to green, which is just light showers. So, and hopefully, as the sun continues to settle, and the temperatures continue to fall, these thunder boomers will dissipate, and we can play ball tonight.
Hopefully.
Well, let's see. Last week, Coach, the Cameron Yeoman took a little frustration out on the Lexington Eagles. What did you think about that one?
Well, first of all, Lexington was out personnel to start with when that game began. It was pretty obvious that most of the athletic talent was wearing the white uniform and had most of the speed. But the fight was still there in Lexington, and they presented us with a good opponent. But I think the fact that the Cameron Yeoman were not sitting out there playing in a daze or a fog, as I had said before, they'd already gotten that first ball game out of the way. They've already taken their thrashing, given up 60-something points in the first game. And so they came to play, and what I like about this ball game is this ball game appears it's going to be two evenly matched ball clubs, about the same amount of talent. And so I think this will give us a good indication about how much improvement we've made since the first week.
Yeah, a little bit different talent faced last week as in the first week. And, of course, China Spring really held their own with Wake O'Connelly, dropping 40-35, I think, yep. The final in that one. Gabe Connolly, all they could handle. Of course, so did the Yeoman up until late in the game. And this matches up on paper to be a really good game. And if you just poll folks, they're calling this a possible shootout here tonight.
Right. Well, you know, if you think back to that first ball game, two drop touchdown passes, and we're going into overtime. Even though you gave up 60-something points, your offense was there. So it's going to be interesting because China Springs was able to put 35 points up against them, held them to 40. So I think it's going to be a pretty good matchup here tonight.
If we get to play it, I'm not sure what the alternative would be. Do you think it would be a Saturday afternoon or a Saturday night game? They wouldn't cancel it altogether.
I wouldn't think so. If the travel distance was a lot further than it is, they probably would. But with both teams able to get back and forth, I think probably they would try to play it delayed to by, you know, till tomorrow sometime.
All right. We'll take a quick break here in our pregame show as we are in, once again, a 30-minute lightning delay that began about 10 minutes ago. And we'll keep you posted on that. Of course, UIL rules state that you have to be lightning-free for 30 minutes before any kind of field action can take place. So even the cheerleaders were run out of the field, out of the stadium. They were on the field with introductions, and the announcement came, and everybody kind of fled the field. Some of the diehards are still in the stands here, but for the most part, everybody has left the stadium.
Most of the Cameron folks have gone down and are either under the stands or under the roof of the concession stand over there, or they've gone to their cars. There's a few China Springs folks who would have to walk a pretty good ways to their cars, but could get under the stands if they really needed to.
But the rain is very light here. I mean, it's enough to get you wet, but it is not a hard downpour, as we are on the outskirts of most of the radar activity that is kind of glancing to the south of Cameron. And we'll keep a close eye on radar as well. But right now, a 30-minute lightning delay. We'll be back with more of our pregame show as we continue, I guess, maybe the countdown to kickoff. right after this.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
These days, you can't afford to take care of contracting issues alone. You need someone who will be there to do what is best for you and your project. I'm Jason Donald, and that's what we do at EBCO Development. Take care of you and your construction project from start to finish. For quality new construction, remodel, and roofing services, call EBCO Development at 254-697-2186. And know that we will be there for you. EBCO Development. Let's see what we can build together.
From life-changing events to everyday miracles, Texas Farm Bureau is there to help protect the people, places, and things that matter most to you. Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, wants to help protect the things that matter most in your life. Call Connie at 254-583-2467 for great rates and service for auto, home, and life insurance. Every moment of every day, being there for all of Texas is what Texas Farm Bureau does best. Call Connie Tyndall, your local Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman and the China Spring Cougars are in what is termed a lightning delay here at the moment. It began some 10 minutes ago. Not sure if it began again because of more recent lightning, but I know we're at least about 10 to 12 minutes into a lightning delay here at Yo Stadium. Let's take a look at some of the games around Central Texas that are supposedly taking place tonight. I'm not sure. It seems like there is a band of clear weather that's about 150 miles wide between here and north of us before another large band of showers is taking place. So a lot of high school games within that area are probably shortly getting underway. But some big games tonight. Let's take a look. Elgin will be at home against Vista Ridge. It is Bryan at home against Temple. Temple number 7 in 5A. Of course, Bryan still competing in 6A, and that is a great rivalry through the years. Should be a good game. McCallum is at Hutto. It is Arp at number 2 Franklin, and that's going to probably either validate or put some question marks up on the Franklin Lions, who have climbed the polls to number 2 this week. ARP received a couple of top 10 votes this week, so going to be a great opponent for the Franklin Lions. Stony Point is at Belton. It is Hubbard at number 5, Bremond. Copper's Cove will be at Round Rock High School. Florence is at Thorndale. Thorndale going to try to bounce back from a thrashing by Bremond. The Rosebud Lot Cougars are at Hearn. Heiko is at Gerald. It is Pflugerville at number 8, Georgetown. Moody is at Granger. Thrall is at Milano. Number 2, Mart, is at McGregor. Another great game in Central Texas. Mahia will be at Robinson. It's Norman G. at Snook. Rogers is at Troy. Salado is at number 3, Rockdale. And McNeil is at Ellison. Lexington goes to Academy. That'll be a good game. Brennan is at Maynard. Parkview is at Oglesby. Milford is at Golson. Lake Ridge at Waco, and Lameda is at the Syntex Chargers. And that is a look at Central Texas games that are supposedly waiting for a 7:30 kickoff. It's kind of strange here, Coach, because we see clear skies to our that's northwest.
Yes.
And stormy skies to our southeast. And right here, we're just kind of on the outer edge. But a lot of times, again, that's where the dangerous lightning occurs. I think we just started that 30 minutes.
I think we did, too. Well, it's when that cold air and hot air come together. That's where your lightning is. And yeah. we just saw some right over there to the north.
So maybe that 30-minute delay just started over again. We're not sure. And I don't know how long they will wait until they call the game. I know it's rather expensive to bring the band and the team and everybody over.
I would imagine that the school administrators and the coaches and the officials would get together if it's too much past the regular time and determine a time that, you know, we're going to play up until, say, 9 o'clock. After that, then they'll decide what they want to do, whether or not they want to come back and play it tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon or whatever.
Yeah, be interesting. We are in a lightning delay here at Yost Stadium as we speak. Well, we have a scouting report for you on the China Spring Cougars as Coach Rick Rhodes in the studios this morning was talking about not only our tough schedule, Coach, and the teams that we have on our schedule, but China Spring has enlisted similar quality opponents. And you see that as a plus?
Well, yeah, I think it depends on your coaching philosophy. Most of these programs that have been winners and are established want to play stronger people in the non-district so that they can be ready for district play. If you've just played a bunch of patsies and been able to walk through them, district can suddenly be a shock to you. But if you've already played some real tough people, when you get to the meat of the schedule, which is the district schedule, then you're ready to go. But again, it depends on how much success you've had in your program. Now, if you're a struggling program, you might not want to take on a whole bunch of those folks early.
You might want to build up some confidence.
You might want to build confidence.
Do you believe in the so-called philosophy that if you play in close games in pre-district, it teaches you how to handle that situation, like in district or in the playoffs?
Well, sure. I think anytime that you have a chance to experience that situation, you're going to – it's going to make you better. It's not going to be something that's going to surprise you. You've already been there. But, if you've been beating somebody 20 or 30 points and then all of a sudden you come up and you're into one or two or three-point ball game, you may not know how to handle that.
All right. We are, again, in a rain delay or a lightning delay here at Yost Stadium. Probably started over about 3 minutes ago. And, it's not just a continuous rumble bumble of lightning, but every now and then there is that flash, and that probably started the clock again on the lightning delay. As we mentioned, we had this, we were talking about the two teams and their schedules. Not any common opponents except Waco Connolly, I don't think, but nonetheless, very good pre-district opponents, and Coach Rick Rhodes this morning commented on both team schedules.
If you want to be a good football team, you got to play good people. And, you know, to me, the whole purpose of a non-district schedule is to get you ready for district. And, you know, playing tough people like that is certainly going to get you ready, for district play. And that's the same way I feel with us. You know, we play a pretty tough non-district schedule. And I think playing that type of schedule gets you ready to, I want my weaknesses to be exposed in non-district, not wait till we get to district and find out, what areas we need to work on.
Well, there's Coach Rick Rhodes' philosophy about that. And, Coach, he's never been timid about scheduling tough pre-district games.
Not since he's been here. I'll agree with that.
Let's see. We also talked to him this morning about the China Spring Cougars. He told us a little about both the offense and defense. Let's check out the offense first.
They've got a quarterback that is doing a good job for them. Cameron Coe is their quarterback, and he's doing a good job. Their running back, Keaton Dudak, is small, but he's quick. You know, he broke a long run against Connolly last week, so he's got good speed. But the guy that I think is kind of their go-to guy offensively and defensively is number 11, Cutter Haygood. You know, he's a big-time player, makes big-time plays for him. And that's a guy that we're certainly going to have to, try to contain tonight if we're going to be successful defensively. You know, they're a spread offense. So there'll be, four wideouts majority of the time, either in a 2x2 set or a 3x1. In a short yardage situation, they will come in with a goal line package with, ball bunched up with three backs in the backfield, kind of a power formation. So we've got to certainly be ready for that. But
Well, they really do a whole lot, Coach, of the same type thing that we do.
Oh, yes.
And you're going to see them throw the ball as much as we do. And, we've played these kind of mirror-type teams before, but both teams 1-1 coming into this game. And both teams run the spread and do about a you know, try to do about a 50-50 pass run. And both teams score a lot of points.
Well, they do. And I think that field position will probably have a great deal to do with stuff tonight, so that, special teams will come in. If you can make them have to.
When you study the findings of the various agencies and companies who rate banks for strength and security, it becomes quite obvious that bigger is not necessarily better. Of course, there are exceptions, but you will generally find that smaller banks fare better in the quality ratings than the big ones do. Bigger is not better. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
When you've been doing something with satisfied customers since 1984, you've been doing something right. I'm Jason Donalek, and that's the story of EBCO Development, providing quality new construction, remodeling, and roofing with complete customer satisfaction. We have the knowledge and experience to get the job done right the first time, and are a proud member of the Better Business Bureau. Start your building project by calling EBCO Development at 254-697-2186. That's 254-697-2186.
From life-changing events to everyday miracles, Texas Farm Bureau is there to help protect the people, places, and things that matter most to you. Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, wants to help protect the things that matter most in your life. Call Connie at 254-583-2467 for great rates and service for auto, home, and life insurance. Every moment of every day, being there for all of Texas is what Texas Farm Bureau does best. Call Connie Tyndall, your local Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud.
All right, well, we're in a lightning delay here on your Friday. So as we sit here and wait on our game to get through, we are going to get you some music, and we'll get back to our game as soon as they are ready. Again, we are in a lightning delay over at Yo Field, the debut being, well, delayed anyway by lightning. So as soon as we can get you back out, we will. Here's Blake Shelton. It's Doing What She Likes.
She likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's all right. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear. Oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. She likes it when I find a road that's dark and pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights. Keep doing what she likes.
scar, every mark upon my heart, nothing fades away. I feel myself missing everything I threw away, every dream, every scene, every song we'd ever sing got lost in yesterday. I've been trying to do without you, but I can't give up this fight. Everything will be alright if I could kiss you tonight. Everything will be alright if I could kiss you tonight. Do you find yourself wondering if I still think about you? Every thought, every step, every tear and every breath, I swear I do. Favorite doors are always locked on a higher hill with a taller top. We all want what we ain't got. We ain't happy where we are. There's greener grass in the neighbor's yard, bigger house and a faster car. We ain't happy where we are. All I want is what I have. I'd trade it all just to get her back. She's try your best and it doesn't work.
a painful word. We all wish it didn't hurt. All I want is what I had. I'd trade it all just to get her back. She's moving on, but I guess I'm not. Yeah, we all want what we ain't got. Whoa. Whoa. All I want is what I have. I'd trade it all just to get her back. She's moving on, but I guess I'm not. Yeah, we all want what we ain't got. We all want what we ain't got. Yeah, we all want what we ain't.
The Cameron Yeoman just kicked off to the China Spring Cougars and were tackled at the 34-yard line, where they will put it into play first and 10 from their own 34. The Cougars will be moving from our right to left here in the first quarter of play. They will send trip receivers wide to the right, one man to the near side, and the handoff to the quarterback is going to be up the middle to the tailback, and he's caged up after about a 2-yard gain. I don't know where my – I'm so discombobulated right now. I don't know where my program –
Well, that was Colin Dudek.
I'm not sure where my program – Here we go on a second down and 8 for the China Spring Cougars, and we'll get caught up here in a moment. From the gun, the quarterback will keep it this time up the middle. He is wrapped up at the 40, and he falls forward to the 41, and it's going to be third down and a long 3.
He's pretty strong, young man. Is this on?
Yes, sir. You're on.
All right. I was going to say, that's a pretty strong young man. He got hit after about a 2-yard gain and just kept dragging him.
So it's third down and 3 now for the Cougars. They will send trips again wide to the right and one man to the near side. That is Tyler Gilstrap. And the quarterback will hand off. Hit in the backfield as a running back. He breaks free, though, and strides his way across the 44-yard line up to the 45, just enough for a first down.
Well, our defensive end did a great job. He stuffed the tackle right back into the ball carrier, but when the ball carrier broke back inside, the linebackers weren't there, and he was able to pick up the first down.
First and 10 now from the 45-yard line for the Cougars. They will send twins to both sides this time. Quick pass right side is caught, and following blockers by his wide receivers, the receiver gets up to about midfield for a gain of 5.
Number 17, right? Devin Brooks. Who was it?
Brooks.
21.
Cody Fulp on the receiving end of that one, as the Cougars this time will load up the wide side of the field with three receivers. That is the near side. Twins go wide to the right. So they've got 5 wideouts. And a second down and 6 and whistles before, and the Yeoman call a timeout, maybe a formation they weren't expecting?
Well, I think so, because the tackle came over from the right side to the left side, giving them an unbalanced formation.
Well, our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron, at 254-697-6488. Our starting lineups, well, we didn't have a starting lineup.
No, didn't bring us one.
So we can't give you those. Our opening kickoff tonight, which you did not hear because of technical problems, was brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions for the extra care you deserve for home health care. It'll be second down and 6 for the Cougars from their own 49-yard line after the Yeoman timeout. Opening drive of the ball game after a 30-minute Lightning delay, which only resulted in about a 15-minute kickoff delay. Well, here we go on second down and six for the Cougars now. Twins go to both sides, and the quarterback will keep it. He is hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. Good tough tackling there by the Cameron Yeoman.
72.
Leading the charge was Alex Ibarra, along with, I don't have a 72 on my lineup, but Alex Ibarra, 52, led the charge there for the Yeoman. And it's third down and six after no gain by the quarterback draw right up the middle by Brett Kane. Kane will send twins to both sides again. He'll send one man in motion, and he's going to throw. Pumps and throws across the middle. Wide open is the receiver, and he's run out of bounds at about the 36-yard line of the Cougars.
It's 21 again, right? Cody Fult. Down about 10 yards and broke to the outside, and we were chasing him. He made the catch.
Trips come to the near side. One man to the right. First and 10 for the Cougars on the move here in this opening drive of the game. And again, Kane will hand off this time into the secondary. Bounce to the outside. Down inside the 20, the 15 outside. Back inside, and he will take it the distance. Touchdown, China Spring.
That's Dudek. Took that ball and broke right over right guard. Got about 5 yards up the field. Broke to the sideline. The cornerback was blocked, and the safety couldn't get to him, and he was off to the races.
36-yard TD run by Dudek, and just like that, the China Spring Cougars have struck first on a six-play, 66-yard drive that results in 6 points. And the extra point coming up by, that is Cameron Coe, and he boots it up, and it is good. So with 9:11 left in the first period of play, the China Spring Cougars march downfield against the Yeoman and put the first points on the board. It is 7-0 China Spring. We're back to Yo Stadium in just a moment.
Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and love seats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Denio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Denio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rock&R Bail Bonds operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rock&R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rock&R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rock&R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
We are back at Yo Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman will get the ball here for the first time tonight on a kickoff by the China Spring Cougars after their opening six-play, 66-yard drive. It's a high kick. It's going to be fielded at the 18-yard line, handed off in the backfield to Aaron Sims, but the Cougars were not fooled, and Sims is down at the 20, and that's where the Yeoman will put it into play.
That's great coverage by China Springs that time. Had we not handed that ball off, we had lots of running room, but they knew to watch out for number 14, Mr. Sims.
So the Yeoman will be moving from our right to left here in the first quarter, and that is away from the clock end zone. The Yeoman are decked out in maroon on gray with white helmets and white trim. The Yeoman will send twin receivers to both sides. Trayon Smith in the backfield with Reed. It's a snap over the head of Reed. He is going to fall on it back in the end zone, and it is a China Spring safety. That snap was well over the head of Nickerson. He could not do anything with it but race to the end zone and fall on it. And just like that, the China Spring Cougars are up on the Yeoman 9-0.
And they're getting ready to get the football back in great field position, because we'll be kicking from the 20.
Wow. That is a...
that could be a momentum. That'll be a backbreaker right there.
Yeah, right here in the first few minutes of the ball game, that is not something you want to see.
Nope.
You wanted to see your offense march downfield and put those points right back on the board, but that's not going to happen here. The Yo defense is going to have to stand tall to keep from going down by three scores after already trailing 9-0 and haven't run a offensive snap yet. Well, one.
I guess you could call that a snap.
Here we go. As the Yeoman will tee it up. Jaleel Pope will tee it up. And a lot of times you see a punt from this situation, but we have a deep kicker that's a little stronger than the punter. It's fielded at the 34-yard line. Up across, that's Dudek again, and he's across midfield to the Yo 46-yard line.
Great field position for China Springs.
Keaton Dudek, who had the 34-yard or 36-yard touchdown run, returned that one 18 yards to the Yo 46, and the Yo defense is right back out on the field.
Well, they need to come up with a stop here and get that ball back to their offense.
And Brett Kane will send trips to the left, one man to the right. The handoff, no. Kane will keep it around the left side this time, and he is going to be inside the 40 and hit at the 35 and fights his way to the 33-yard line. That is a 13-yard pickup by Brett Kane and another first and 10 for the Cougars.
That's the read option. He sticks it in the running back's belly and takes a look at your defensive end. The defensive end comes down inside. He keeps the ball.
Twins go to both sides again for the Cougars. And Dudek will get the handoff this time. He's hit and dropped at the line. He might have lost a yard. The rain starting to fall once again. But they are monitoring the lightning situation, and there is none at the moment.
Lance Green in on that last stop, number 44.
So it's second down and 11 after the one-yard loss by Dudek, and Kane will take the snap, and he'll keep it around the left side. It's a reverse around to the right side, and it is snuffed out at about the 30-yard line.
Tyler Gilstrap.
And it picks up about 4 yards. Gilstrap on the end-around reverse, officially 5 yards, I guess. Oh, that's 4 yards. Third down and, oh, that's right, it is 5 yards because it was second and 11. Third down and 6 now as Kane will hand off on a draw play to Dudek and
woo-hoo.
Alex Ibarra. No, that wasn't Alex Ibarra. That was who snuffed it out. That was Johnny Alexander.
Yes.
Made a great play there to a loss of 5 yards, and now it's fourth down and 11 for the Cougars. Looks like they're going to go for it right here. Inside the Yo 35-yard line at the 34. They will send trip receivers wide to the left, one man wide to the right. Dudek is in the backfield with Kane. And Kane will throw, pumps once, now throws deep down to the corner of the end zone. It's a jump ball and incomplete. Two Yo defenders down there covering well against two China Spring receivers. That was, I believe, Jacob Smitherman and John Washington defending in the near corner of the end zone.
I believe that China Springs, one of those receivers wasn't supposed to go deep because suddenly they had all the secondary over there.
So the Yo defense did their thing. They held the Cougars, and the Yeoman now will take over at their own 34-yard line, trailing 9-0 after an opening drive of 66 yards by the Cougars and then a safety on the first snap that sailed over the head of Reed Nickerson. First and 10 for the Yeoman from the 34. Nickerson, he'll take the snap, and it's a reverse to Sims. Sims turns the corner and is out of bounds after a couple of yards, maybe three, and there's a flag on the play.
They wouldn't let him around the corner. That cornerback stayed to the outside, made him come back inside.
Holding against the Yeoman is the penalty, and that's going to back the Yeoman up.
From the location of the flag, you can usually tell whether or not it was an interior lineman or whether or not it was one of the wide receivers, and I'm sure it was one of the wide receivers because the head linesman threw it on the other side of the field.
It's going to back the ball to the 24, where it's first and 20 now for the Omen. They will send trip receivers to the near side, twins to the left, as the Omen move left to right here in the first quarter. Nickerson, quick pass to Smith, and he couldn't catch it. They're ruling that a lateral. I don't hear any whistles. There's an incomplete pass. Smith came out of the backfield and couldn't hold on to the pass. Heads up by him to go cover that ball anyway.
He's upset with himself because he looked upfield before he put that ball away, and it just trickled out on the green grass.
Now it is second down and 20 for the Omen. 6:35 left in the first. China Spring has kind of stifled the Omen so far, 9-0. Trips to the near side, one man wide to the left. Rain beginning to fall a little harder here on Yo Field. And it goes over the head of Reed again. He picks it up, and he is going to avoid one man in the backfield, but not three others back at the 9-10-yard line.
Well, that snap was about helmet high, and he reached up, and the ball went right through his hands. A high snap, and then he couldn't control it. And the Yeomen are certainly making the China Springs guys look plenty good here early.
Well, that is the truth. It is third down and 34. They need the 44-yard line for a first down. The ball is at the 10. You just want to get a little of this back. And now we have a timeout by the officials. No timeout, no. China Spring.
One of their defensive coordinator is upset about something. He is chewing on them rather difficultly. Woo! Well, they had the safeties back about 20 yards, and everybody was doing something, but he looked up and didn't like where his linebackers were, and he came out and told him pretty seriously.
Adamantly.
That's the word. Thank you. Adamantly.
Woo! Yeah. So the China Springs Cougars used their first time out of the first half. That's one each spent by the teams, and 5:51 left here in the Texas Farm Bureau first quarter of play as the Yeoman trail the Cougars 9-0. 66-yard drive in the opening drive for the Cougars with an extra point, and then on the first play from scrimmage for the Yeoman, a snap over the head of Reed Nickerson. All he could do is run to the end zone and fall on it for a safety. Here we go on third and 34 now for the Yeoman. As trips come to the near side, one to the left, and Nickerson takes the snap, sets up, and he is going to be sacked at the one-yard line. As a blitzing outside linebacker from the other side that simply was not picked up.
That's correct.
And it is fourth down and 43.
Blocking back. Your running back has got to pick him up, and when he stepped out and missed him, it was all over.
Fourth down and 43, and the punter, who is Jacob Smitherman, won't even get his normal 12 yards back. He's going to stand heel close to the end zone to try to punt this one away, and it's a high snap. He gets it down and punts it, but it is a short punt that will take a bounce across the 30, up to the 36, the 37, the 38. The snapping coach tonight
bad.
Is the culprit.
And they put a dry ball down every play, so he's either got to find something to do with his hands. He's got to dry those hands off. I was just going to say, Smitherman will not kick that ball to this safety because there's just a single safety and he's got 55 yards to cover. But that high snap, he was just lucky to get rid of the ball.
Yeah, he had a big rush on it, and I'm surprised he didn't come down behind the end zone when he went up to get it. But it's from the 34-yard line now. It is first and make that the 39-yard line, first and 10, as Dudek will get the handoff, and he gets nowhere. Interior, that line coach is looking pretty good.
Well, they were ready. There's Green sitting there, 52 and 60.
Second down and 11. Another loss on that play by the Cougars. They'll send trips wide to the right. One man to the near side. And Kane will throw. He pumps once. Now he's going to run it. And he is hit and dives forward for about
3 yards. It'll set up a third down and 8 now for the Cougars.
Alex Ibarra made another fine tackle.
Tyler Gilstrap comes wide to the left along with Cutter Haygood. One other also lining up wide to the left, and a lateral pass to Dudek, and he is going to be gang tackled at the 35-yard line as he gets across the line of scrimmage and picks up 3 more, and it's 4th down and 6 now for the Cougars.
Same play that the Yeoman tried to run earlier, except we didn't catch the ball.
Here we go on a 4th and 6. Trips go wide right, ball on the near hash mark. And Kane will option out to the right side to Dudek. Dudek's got clear running. He is inside the 20, the 15, the 10, and down at the 5-yard line goes Dudek. John Washington, no, that is not Washington that brought him down. That's Jaylon Bryant, I believe.
That's just a simple option play. Went down the line. Somebody had the quarterback, made him pitch it, and whoever had the pitch man was not there, and he was running 20 yards before anybody came near him.
First and goal now for the Cougars, and Kane will keep it around the near side. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage and then drugged down for a loss of a couple back to the 4-yard line. Second down and goal from the 4. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. The Yeomen haven't even threatened offensively. It's been all China Spring, 9-0.
Well, we've gone the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
We've been going backwards. That was George Martinez making that last defensive play for the Cameron Yeomen.
Kane sets Dudek to his right in the backfield and sends twins to the near side, one man wide to the right side. That's the wide side of the field. And Kane will roll, and he will throw it out of the backfield and tackled at the 1-yard line.
21. He was lined up on the left side, Joe, and he came across behind the line of scrimmage and then went out. So whoever was trying to cover him was chasing all the way across the formation when he caught the ball.
Cody Fulp was the receiving end of that.
Well-designed play.
And now it is 3rd and goal from the 1. Under center goes Kane. He will hand off to Dudek. Dudek drives his way, and he is not going to get in. It is 4th and 1, 4th and goal from the 1.
Well, they come out with a tailback, and then they have 2 backs right behind the tight ends. China String taking their 2nd timeout.
That's the 2nd timeout of the half for China Spring. The Yeomen have already burned one of theirs. Again, our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Farm Bureau at 254-697-6488 in Cameron. This will be the 8th play of this drive that started back at the 0-39 and the 2nd time that they have faced a 4th down in this drive.
Well, they come out on the goal line with 2 tight ends. Then they'll take the 2 wingbacks and put them behind the tackle and the tight end on one side or the other, which gives them a power formation. And that time, the Cameron Yeomen were able to just stack everything up.
4th down and goal from the 1 for the Cougars. They had it 1st and goal from the 1. 9-0, the Cougars looking to add to it. Yo defense needs to stand tall here. Under center is Kane, and he is actually pushed across by his back, his tailback. He was pushed in the back across the end zone for the touchdown.
You see that often.
And on 4th and goal from the 1, the Cougars convert. It's 15-0. And here is the extra point by Cameron Coe. With 1:44 remaining here in the first quarter, the snap, the hold, and the kick, it's all perfect. And our new score, with 1:44 left in the first, it's China Spring 16, the Yeomen 0. We're back to Yo Stadium in just a moment.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services, including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium as the rain continues to fall, but of course we are on artificial turf here at Yo Stadium for the first time ever. So the rain's not so much a factor, and there has been no lightning since before the game began, so this game goes on under umbrellas by the fans and sporadic fans as well as only the diehards are here probably.
China Springs brought a good group.
They certainly have. And Cameron Coe tees it up, and he will boot it high and rather short. It's going to be fielded on a bounce by Daryl Flores. He's up across the 20 to the 25-yard line and out at the 26. So the Yeomen have it first and 10 from their own 26-yard line.
Well, instead of kicking off to the right, they kicked off to the left and towards the sideline. And when you go over there, you don't have a chance to run a reverse.
Let's see if the Yo offense can get something going here. So far,
they have moved straight backwards tonight.
They have negative yardage. And they will send twins to the left. And that is Aaron Sims and Sakori Smith. Twins also wide to the right. That's Washington and Jordan Wells. Speed on the field. A high snap is hauled down, and Trayon Smith is hammered in the backfield.
Well, he had no prayer because whoever the left defensive end was, nobody blocked him, and he was sitting right there just waiting for him and just smothered him. It's number 51 for them. That's Stephen Field. Nobody blocked him.
Trips go wide to the left for the Yeoman. Alone to the near side is John Washington. Cougar showing blitz, and here is the handoff to Smith again. This time he breaks free, spins up across the 30 to the 35, up to the 38-yard line. On a second effort, he picks up the first down, Trayon Smith.
He broke through. Great blocking at the line of scrimmage, but after 8 yards up the field, the secondary got hold of him. He broke that one. Then he ran over the safety for about another 3 yards.
And that extra three was the first down. First and 10 from the 39-yard line for the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the left. Washington to the near side. Quick pass right side. That is Sims. He's got it. Trying to break free, and he is brought down. Great open field tackle for a yard loss.
Well, they had him hemmed in. The safety came flying up. The corner was already there. And then the linebacker from the inside came flying in, and he had no place to go.
Second and 11 for the Yeoman.
China Springs is well coached. I can tell you that from just watching them play defense here so far.
Well, they always are. Coach Mark Bell is a very vocal coach and very intelligent coach. Trips go wide to the right, one man to the far side. And Nickerson will take the snap, and he's going to hand off to Smith again for a loss of 3 yards.
Just penetration, that whole right side of the of the China Springs defense was just already in our backfield. He didn't have a prayer.
That's the end of the Texas Farm Bureau first quarter of play, and it's when we come back, third and 13 for the Yeoman from their own 36-yard line. Believe it or not, the best field position of the night for the Yeoman. Heading to the second quarter of play, it is 16-0 China Springs.
Seal it up for less during September at Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron. Right now, you'll get fillet spray foam in 10-ounce cans for just $3.49. This handy tool permanently seals cracks and openings. And also during September, pick up a three-piece layout set, another great tool from Anderle Lumber. It comes with a chalk line reel, extra chalk, and a level. Get your set now for just $6.99 while supplies last at Anderle Lumber Company, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
To Yo Stadium, it is third down and 13 for the Yeoman, who have really sputtered. One significant run by Trayon Smith has been it offensively for the Yeoman, and they need another one of those.
Well, that offensive line, Joe, has got to do something about the front four three or four for China Spring, because right this minute there's no place to run.
Trips go wide to the right. So Corey Smith wide to the left. There's a pass over the middle that's caught by Aaron Sims, and he is going to be turned around after a 12-yard gain. He needed 13. Looked like he was going to get it, but he was simply turned to 360 at the 48-yard line, and it's fourth down and a yard.
Tough tackle by the safety.
This could be what may be a, well, looks like they're going to leave the offensive unit in on a fourth and one. They're sending Aaron Sims wide to the near side, setting up three receivers. Here we go, fourth and one from the Yo 48. Snap, and Reed will keep it. Lowers his head, and forward progress.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be, he's going to have it on this side. It's going to be close if they use the other side.
Head linesman.
He got a bad spot from the other side. And I don't know, Coach. I don't think he got it. By the time the other line judge came in and marked it, I don't think he got it. No, that's well short.
No. I can do. We can see that from here.
Yeah, he got almost to the 50-yard line with the spot on this side of the line judge. But on that side, the line judge came in and marked it inside the 49-yard line. That's over a yard difference on spots between this line
well,
judge
is,
and the one over
there.
You have
to remember the ball carrier ran to the right side, so that official on that side is going to get the he's going to get the call.
And so the Cougars have held on the spot. They get the spot. By the way, Baylor is up on Buffalo 35-0.
Midway
through the second quarter. So China Spring defense holds on a fourth and one and will take over at the
49. I'm the offensive line coach. I'm getting ready to have a little talk with my offensive line, and we couldn't get less than 1 yard when we needed it.
Here we go with 11:14 left in the first half now. Kane will keep it right up the middle, and he breaks across the 35, 45 down to the 40-yard line, a 9-yard pickup right up the gut of the O defense.
He was the only one in the backfield. They spread us out all over the place. I don't know where the linebackers went, but their front five did a good job of blocking.
Second down and a yard now for China Spring. They will send, again, twins to both sides. Ball is on the far hash mark as the Cougars are moving left to right here in the second quarter. And Kane picks up the off the turf, hands it off to Dudek, and he is hammered at the handoff.
And a bad snap.
Yeah, bad snap on the turf, and Kane was able to pick it up, but the timing was blown. And by the time Dudek got the ball, three yeomen were in the backfield, a loss of 4 yards, and it's third and five now for the Cougars. Rain still falling here at Yo Stadium. We are into the second quarter where it's been all China Spring so far, 16-0. Trips go wide to the right. One man wide to the left. Third down and five. And Kane will roll around the near side. He is hit, and DeAndre Adams meets him before he can get back to the line of scrimmage. He loses 2 yards, and it's fourth down and seven.
Well, Alex Ibarra was there first to make him turn back to the inside. But then he just got cleaned up by number 60, DeAndre Adams.
Fourth down and seven now for the Cougars, and it looks like they're going to punt it away as John Washington and Aaron Sims will step back to receive the punt. Beware of a fake. They've got wide receivers split out wide to both sides. Dudek is the up back as well. Here's the snap. It's to the punter. Kane is the punter. He boots one high and deep. It's going to hit and roll and keep rolling, hopefully. And it just rolls into the end zone as Aaron Sims just simply couldn't do anything with it. And it just got into the end zone before a China Spring Cougar could get to it. So it'll come out to the 20, and that's where the Yo offense will go to work. .9:14 left here in the second period of play. Our second quarter tonight is brought to you by Sam Berry with Circle S Barbecue, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron, and the Cameron Cleaners, providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and yeoman apparel downtown Cameron.
Yeoman offense needs to move that football and get it back down in the middle, their end of the field.
Twins to both sides. Ball is between the hash marks at the 20-yard line.
and a good snap. A quick pass to Sims out to the near side. Sims makes a juke step. He's across the 25 and out of bounds at the 27-yard line. He just simply faked out one China Spring guy.
Well, that's their best. That's their best athlete, too.
Trey Lewis was one of them.
One of them. Trey Lewis was out here and thought he had him, but he was wrong.
That's something Sims can do better than most folks. The trips go wide to the right. That is the wide side of the field. It is second down and three from the 27-yard line. Corey Smith alone wide to the near side. Here's the snap and the handoff to Trayon Smith. He tries to change directions, and he dives up to about the 29-yard line.
Play worked last week.
And it's going to be third and one.
He would start to the right or to the left and then just kind of belly back behind the center. But China Springs had gone to they'd watched the film on that, and they were sitting and waiting.
Wide to the right goes Jordan Wells along with Jaylon Bryant and Aaron Sims. It's Corey Smith wide to the left. Third and a yard. Hand off to Trayon again. He's hit in the backfield and dropped.
Well, we got us two offensive linemen standing there looking around. They missed the linebacker who stunted, and he got hold of him. He never had a chance. Anytime you see two offensive linemen standing around where the ball carrier is, you know something is not right.
Well, the Yeoman offense really sputtering here. It's twice we have not been able to convert on short yardage. One was fourth and one. That one was third and one. The punting unit is on now with it being fourth and two from the 28-yard line. Smitherman back to punt. And here's the snap. This time it's a good one. And the punt is off. And it's a low-line drive that will hit at the 45, roll down to the 40, inside the 40, all the way to the 37-yard line. And that's where the Cougars will put it into play. First and 10, both teams now with back-to-back three and outs. The Yeoman will need to do that again.
Well, the defense does. The offense needs to go get some points on the board. Down 16 to nothing.
Yo defense out once again. They're going to mark that ball at the 37-yard line. 7:43 left here in the first half. 16 to nothing China Spring, and they have the ball. Trips go wide to the right. One man to the near side. Kane in the backfield. Dudek to his right. And Kane will take the snap on the ground. He's hit and dropped. Again, that bad snap just destroys the timing, and blitzing in from the backfield is Lance Green from the defensive end position and just hammered Kane for a loss of 3 yards.
So both teams are having a little trouble with their center snap on with the wet ball.
Second down and 13 for the Cougars. Trips go wide to the right, one man wide to the left. And again, Kane with Dudek to his right in the backfield. Takes the snap. Quick pass to the right side. It's caught and dropped immediately at the 40-yard line. They'll give him the 41 for a gain of 7. And it's going to be third down and 7 now, or third and 6 for the China Spring Cougars. I believe that was
Vincent Vargas making the tackle.
Tyler Gilstrap on the catch and Vargas on the tackle. This time on third down and 7, they mark it at the 40-yard line, so they need the 47 for a first. A man in motion. Kane's going to throw, looking deep down the right side, and it is going to be caught and dropped. Intended for Devin Brooks down at the Yo 30-yard line, and defending was Jaylon Bryant, and he was behind a step but made up the difference. And the ball hit the hands of the receiver, but Jaylon was there to jar it loose, and it's fourth down.
Should have been caught.
So another three and out for the China Spring Cougars. Then the Yo defense with back-to-back three and outs. And Aaron Sims back to receive the punt from Kane. And Kane boots it away. End-over-end line drives. And Sims has it. Comes to the near side and is brought down. Looked like a horse collar, but no flags. And actually, Sims is saying that was a face mask. And his face mask had turned his head around. But there were two officials back there, one on either side, and neither threw a flag. Sims is very upset about that. Normally, when you see a player pleading a case for a face mask, it actually happened.
Usually. Well, the old offense needs to get something going here. Pick up a couple of three first downs anyhow, but it would be nice if we could go down and score. But they have gone to work on number 14. I'm telling you, the defense is very much aware of where Aaron Sims is, so someone else may have to take up the slack.
Twins go to both sides from the Yo 29-yard line. The Yo offense go to work. Trayon Smith to the left of Nickerson in the backfield. First and 10 from the 29. Nickerson drops back, flushed out of the pocket, and now he's going to run it. He is limping. That doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
Reed Nickerson has had a hip problem. He runs it out of bounds at the 32-yard line, but he is limping. He's in some pain. He's had a problem with his hip, and we've noticed that in practice some. But
well, on a wet field, a groin injury or a hip injury gets stretched real quickly.
He picks up 3 yards on that carry. I was even witnessing that pain in practice, Coach, and it hurts when he throws the ball.
Oh me.
It's something to do with his hip joint. Trips go wide to the right, one man to the near side. Nickerson still in there. And now there are whistles and movement, and that'll cost, well, I don't know, the Omen are pointing the other way, but that's usually the case. A delay of game against the Omen. Well, the Omen continue to kind of self-destruct here.
40 seconds to get that play called and off and run.
Backup quarterback Jacob Smitherman taking some throws on the sideline. Twins to both sides. Trayon Smith to the right of Nickerson in the backfield. And Nickerson will draw play to Smith. Smith has some room. 30, 35, 40. He is going to change directions, and he'll be caged up at the 44-yard line.
Great play call, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely, and it went for a good distance, and it moves the chains for the Omen. First and 10 for the Omen from the 44. Wide receivers to both sides, and Trayon gets it again. This time he runs over a lineman and bulls his way up forward for about 2 yards. But that was hit at the line of scrimmage and all legs of Trayon Smith for those 2 yards.
Yes, that defensive line played that very well. It was just like you said, the strength of his legs picked up those 2 yards.
Tyreek Johnson will spell Trayon Smith in the backfield. On a second down and 8 now for the Omen. Twins go to both sides. The Omen need the 47 of China Spring for a first. Nickerson to throw. Sets up. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to try to run. Now he's still looking like he's going to throw. Picks up a block. He is across the 45 up to the 48-yard line. So he turns a disaster into about 3 yards. And it's third down and 5 for the Yeoman.
Well, China Springs are bringing those outside backers at different times from the corner. And the last 2 times they've brought them, they flushed us out, but they've not been under control. They've come inside, and we've been able to bounce outside. If they ever come in under control, we're going to be in trouble.
Third down and 5 for the Yeoman from their own 48-yard line. The Yeoman really need to convert here. 5:07 left in the first half, trailing 16-0. And Nickerson, his pass is blocked down at the line of scrimmage. It was going for Darryl Flores along the sideline, but one of those, that big defensive end, just went up and batted it down. And it's
Luke Hodges.
Down. I'm getting rain blowing in the window now. So the Yeoman will have to punt it away, still not able to convert there, and Jacob Smitherman will be back to do the punting chores, but we have a timeout. Would you fake it here?
No, I don't have a timeout. The clock's running. I don't know what they were doing.
I don't know either. Jacob Smitherman, the punter, is the backup quarterback, so you're capable of a fake here. John Washington, one of the good receivers, also the upback, but Jacob punts it away. It's high, and it's going to be fair caught at the 24-yard line. And the Cougars will have the ball back.
Nice punt that time. Lots of hang time. Receiver had to call for a fair catch.
From the 24-yard line, the Cougars will be back in business. And, Coach, I think the defense is going to sleep well tonight, if nothing else. They have spent a whole lot of time on the field.
They have had. They've had plenty of plays.
Twins go to both sides, and one man goes in motion now to the far side. He'll get the handoff around the left side, and he's got some room. He turns the corner. He is breaking a tackle, and he stair-steps up across the 40, up to the 47, 48, 49-yard line.
Well, they took a page out of the Connolly playbook that they saw a lot of last week and ran that very same play against us. Got a good block on the corner and the safety, and big pickup.
You know, you talk about rivals and scores that don't make sense. It's tied at half, 14-14 in Troy. Rogers and Troy are tied at the half, 14-all. Snap to Kane, hands off to Dudek at the up the middle. He falls forward across midfield for a gain of 3 to the 49-yard line.
Shoestring tackle there by Ryan Cullen, or he was getting ready to break for some more.
Second down and 7. The time of possession, everything is heavily in favor of the Cougars here in the first half.
Well, China Springs offensive line has got good size. I wouldn't say they're huge, but they're good size. And they're doing a pretty good job of containing the front three of the Cameron Yeoman.
Trey Lewis comes in motion. There's a quick pass over the right side. It is caught, broke a tackle, and then hit hard by DeAndre Adams, but not before he gets the first down to the 40-yard line. DeAndre Adams comes all the way from the nose position and just waylays the receiver.
Well, we're playing off of that one. When they put trips to one side and one single receiver to the other side, we're back off of him about 5 to 8 yards. He just runs down about 6 or 7 yards and curls.
First and 10 from the 40. That man now in motion to the near side as Kane will hand off to Dudek up the middle. He is hit and dropped.
Ooh.
DeAndre Adams right there.
Having a heck of a ball game here in the first half.
And it's going to be a loss of a yard, second and 11.
Yeoman need a turnover.
Second,
3 minutes to go.
Second down and 11 from just outside the 40-yard line. Twins to the near side, one man to the far side. Pistol formation, Dudek gets the call. On the handoff from Kane, he gets down to about the 38-yard line, a gain of a couple. And it's going to be third down and 8 now for the Cougars.
That's DeAndre Adams and Ryan Cullen along with Alex Ibarra on that last stop.
Third and 8 now for the Cougars. You'd probably consider this four-down territory. 2.5 minutes left in the half. They're pitching a shutout against the Yeoman. And on the ground goes the snap again, but Kane gets it and runs it, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage before another great tackle, that time by Lance Green. And it's fourth down and 8 for the Cougars.
If I'm that quarterback, we're getting ready to have center and I are getting ready to talk, because the only thing that's really slowed them down and destroyed their timing has been a low snap from center.
Yeoman putting speed in the backfield now as Aaron Sims checks in defensively at safety on a fourth down and 8. And the clock running with a minute 49. It looks like Coach Bell is going to wait till the play clock ticks down and call a timeout.
I'm just glad to see him get off the field. He was out there to the numbers.
There is the timeout by China Spring with a minute 40 left in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second break here. It's 16 to nothing when we come back, and maybe a China Spring punt coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium, the, I guess, initial night of play on the new carpet as the long-awaited turf was installed over the summer. And, Coach, the varsity is the last of the yeomen to play on it.
That's right.
The JV and freshmen have played twice on it. Seventh and eighth grade teams played on it last night. And finally, the yeomen get to play on it. Fourth and eight, they're going to go for it. They're lining up to go for it as Kane sets up. And he is going to roll to his right, pumps once, sets up and throws, and it is caught. But it's going to be short of the first down. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 31-yard line. And he needed the 30. So the Yeo defensive secondary knew just where they had to hold him. And they did.
Well, if you're China Springs, you're wondering about your receiver not going deep enough. And if you're the Cameron Yeoman, you're applauding your defense for shutting them down.
Tristan Zaskowski, the receiver on that one. He just didn't quite get to the first down marker. And it's first and 10 for the Yeoman going the other way. They have a minute 33 to work with. They'll send twins to both sides. Nickerson has Trayon Smith to his right. And now the Yeoman look like they're going to...
Well, there's a...
I'm not sure. Mark Bell is very animated on the sideline.
Well, there's five coaches out there as far out on the field as the numbers.
I don't understand that, but...
Well, when we get a timeout, I'm going to tell you something that not happening that was supposed to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Nickerson steps back, sets up, has time across the middle and just misfires intended for Corey Smith, and that one was 5 yards in front of him when it hit the ground.
Yep. Don't usually see passes like that from Nickerson.
Not at all. He's had a great two games to start this season. I mean, his accuracy is up around 70%, and a lot of those are dropped, so it would have been more than that. Twins go to both sides. Nickerson takes the snap, sets up, and it's a draw play to Smith. He's got room. He's across the 40, 45, midfield, and down to the 45, 44-yard line.
Now, Trayon Smith has learned something this year. The first time he ran through there, he stopped and tried to run around people. He doesn't have that speed anymore, but he ran right over that safety.
First and 10 for the Yeoman. Clock rolling, a minute 12. Nickerson back, sets up, looking deep. Now he's going to avoid a man in the backfield and rolling to his right and now throws one that is going to be tipped and incomplete.
He really could have run with that one. When he first started up into the line of scrimmage, he had an opportunity to run with the football for about a first down, but he came back out of there and tried to find a receiver.
Nickerson is slow to get up again with that hip problem, and Buddy's up.
Well, they held Mr. Sims. He was going across. He was trying to cut across the field. That's who he was looking for. And number four for them had hold of his jersey.
Twins to both sides, second and 10 for the Yeoman after the incomplete pass. Nickerson back again. He sets up. He's got time across the middle. It's caught by Smith. Fumbled into the other arms of the China Spring Cougars coming back the other way now. As that is down at the 45-yard line, number 11, Cutter Haygood was just in the right place at the right time. As Corey Smith had caught it around the 25, a defender came in and just popped the ball out of his hands right into the hands of Haygood, who returned it back to the 45.
47 seconds to go, and the Cameron Yeoman were about to have be able to operate in the China Springs end of the field, but that bounced away.
Well, you typically get those kind of breaks at home, but no breaks here for the Yeoman so far.
Not so far.
As the Cougars will now be going back the other way, they've got 47 seconds to work with. They're going to set up twins to the near side, one man wide to the left. Speed in the secondary now, and a long pass downfield. And this one is going to be incomplete, almost caught down around the 20-yard line. Kane really aired it out, and he put it on the money. And the defender was right there at his hip pocket, Jaylon Bryant.
Ball just went through his hands.
And I think that was Kozoski or whatever his name is. He needs to buy a vowel. Second down and 10. Quick pass out to the left side this time. And the Yeo defense had it caged up then on number 11, Cutter Haygood, who caught the little flare pass out to the left side and and danced around for about 3 yards, but that's it.
Yeah, lots of maroon shirts flying out in that direction. Clock's running down inside of 20 seconds. They may not run another play.
Well, they are not in any hurry to. The play clock is above the game clock, so they're going to let it tick out. That's going to do it for the first half. It was all China Spring. There'll be some regrouping at halftime. 16-0 is our halftime score. We'll be back with our Germania halftime report in just a moment.
Evidently,
this is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania insurance agent in Cameron.
Welcome back to the Germania Halftime Show now as the Cameron Yeoman trail the China Spring Cougars 16-0 here at the half. We're compiling our stats, and we'll have our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard for you coming up as well. We've got Yeo High School Marching Band. If they perform, and I'm just kind of a – I don't know that they will or not with the rain falling.
Well, China Springs is not.
Yeah, they've still got their raincoats on. So maybe no halftime performance, but when the band does march, we bring it to you courtesy of Ideal Poultry in Cameron. Our halftime show will continue live from Yeo Stadium in a moment. Again, our halftime score, 16-0, China Spring. We're back after this.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Rubach, representative of Rubach Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
We are back here at the Germania Halftime Report. Again, it does not look like either band will perform here at halftime tonight. The rain still falling lightly, but nonetheless, it is falling. We've had heavy rain showers, not so much heavy, but heavier, and then lighter, but no lightning, so the game goes on. 16-0 is our halftime score. China Spring really started out with a bang, Coach. It looks like the offense this time kind of started in a fog.
Well, it did. It, you know, when you snap the ball over your quarterback's head a couple of three times and then give them a safety as well as you're looking at fourth down and 44, you don't have much offense. And finally, they were able to move the ball on a couple of draw plays, and then we threw a pass over the middle and completed it and got hit, and we fumbled it. So they're going to go in, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be making some kind of adjustments because now they've seen how China Springs is playing their defense, and they know that everybody is keying on Aaron Sims. Wherever 14 goes, that's where they're going. So I think we'll see some passes to the other receivers. I think we'll still see that that draw play. But the defense is going to have to give them the ball, get a turnover, and give them the ball close to four down territory because right this minute, China Springs is playing lights out on defense.
They kind of have the Yeoman stifled offensively. And defensively, the Yeoman have really picked it up in the second quarter.
Well, they figured out what was going on. What I'm waiting for is for them to come back. They've only run that wing back, you know, sweep one time, that thing that Connolly ran so well against us. I think we're going to see a bunch of that in the second half. But as long as they're running sideways against Cameron Yeoman with our speed and quickness, that's fine. It's when they start running straight up the field that we're having our problems.
Well, we're going to get the coach's perspective on what the coaches are saying at halftime to each respective team. We're also going to check with our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard for you. But right now, let's turn it over to the best statistician in the country. That is Chandler Barton. Let's take a look at some of those first half stats, Chandler.
Here are your first half stats for tonight's game between the Cameron Yeomen and the China Springs Cougars. The Yeomen have three first downs, and they have completed four out of eight passes with no interceptions. The Yeomen have 27 passing yards and 37 rushing yards for a total of 64 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeomen is Aaron Sims with 27 receiving yards on four receptions. The leading rusher for the Yeomen is Trayon Smith with 53 rushing yards. The Yeomen have two penalties for a total of 15 yards and one fumble in the first half. The China Spring Cougars have six first downs and seven completions out of 10 passing attempts for a total of 48 passing yards. They have 123 rushing yards for a total of 171 yards in the first half. The leading receiver for the Cougars is Cody Fulp with 22 receiving yards. The leading rusher for the Cougars is Keaton Dudick with 74 rushing yards and one touchdown. The Cougars have no penalties and no fumbles.
All right, there's your first half stats, and, you know, the score indicates how lopsided those stats are. It's just been a long time since we've seen Coach Rick Rhodes' Yo offense sputter like they have. And I don't, you know, I can't really remember the last time they were shut out in a half.
No, I can't either. But they just started off. They started off with two bad snaps, and then they busted two or three assignments, and then gave up, of course, the safety and the long touchdown. And so they just haven't been able to get in sync at all. They came out, ran, like we said, a couple of draw plays, and then we hit a receiver across the middle for a good gain and a possible first down with about 45 seconds to go, and we get hit and fumble the ball right back to them. So the second half, I'm looking for them to find a way to try to get the ball to Mr. Sims, but also find these other receivers for some shorter routes before they pop somebody deep.
Well, right now it's 16-0, the China Spring Cougars over the Cameron Yeomen. And, of course, you know, I remember saying this a couple of times in the playoffs, Coach, this needs to be a game of two halves if the Yeomen are going to win this.
Well, that's true. And last year they were able to make all those adjustments, come back out and play very good. And you mentioned this earlier in the year that we've been a second-half football team. Well, they better be tonight. Because not only is the defense going to have to try to shut these guys out, but the offense has got to come up with something. Three first downs just not going to get it.
Yeah, you're not going to win games like that. Let's take a look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. Now, keep in mind with these rains that are to our south, there's a lot of games that we don't have scores on. Obviously, those games have been postponed or canceled. For example, a game with no score and postponed is the Franklin Arp game. We also have no score on, let's see, I saw a couple of them. There's one, Milford and Golson, there's no score. We have no score on Normangy and Snook. Moody and Granger is in a delay. Thrall and Milano. Also, apparently in a delay, Rosebud Lot and Hearn in a delay over at Wood Field. All of those are to our east and south. Everything kind of to our west and north are in action tonight. Let's take a look at some of those. Elgin, of course, that's way south, at home against Vista Ridge, and that's a 16-14 halftime score. Temple and Bryan apparently has not started yet. That's in Bryan. That's east. That's
yes.
Where a lot of the rains were.
That's right.
So probably in a delay there. We have a 14-0 score in Belton. Stony Point leading Belton 14-0. Bremont is having a little bit of trouble with Hubbard. It's only 6-0 there. Bremont in front midway through the second quarter. Copper's Cove losing to Round Rock 13-0 down in Round Rock. It is Thorndale 21-0 over Florence at the half. Heiko is beating Gerald 14-7 at the half. Pflugerville and is beating number 8 Georgetown 14-10, and that is with 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Let's see, number 2 Mark beating McGregor 27-17. See, we don't do picks in the countdown to kickoff, but I picked McGregor in that anyway.
Oh, okay.
But it's not happening so far.
Not yet.
The number 2 Mark Panthers in 2A are beating McGregor by 10 at the half. Mahia losing by 1 to Robinson at the half. It's 14-13. Rockdale 14-0 over Salado. That's in Rockdale, and I'm really surprised that that game was even started.
Yeah, they were able to start that one.
But it may be. That looks like at the end of the first quarter, that is a 14-0 score, Rockdale over Salado. And the surprise so far tonight at halftime, other than maybe this one, is Rogers and Troy battling it out, 14-14 tie. Rogers stifled last week against Academy. They were shut out 17-0 and have really struggled with the new system that's being implemented over there. And young as well. They are very young. But
and look at Academy tonight.
And Academy's beating Lexington 14-12. But Rogers and Troy. Troy's was on a roll this season. But that's what rivalries do.
Oh, yeah.
They just you just throw the records out the window.
And sometimes when your line gets all written up in the newspaper,
yeah.
The other team reads them, puts them on their bulletin board, and you got to then go prove it.
Exactly. Ellison, who snapped the state's longest losing streak last week, is trailing McNeil 20-7 at the half. Again, Academy at home beating Lexington 14-12 at the half. It is Maynard and Brennan tied with 2 minutes left in the half, 0-0. Waco High losing to Lake Ridge in Waco 28-14 at the half. University is losing big in Harker Heights 52-13. Let's see, Oglesby beating Parkview Christian 20-14, and Crockett losing. That is a final, by the way. Eastview beats Crockett. That was last night, 50-16, the final there. There is your Oscar Store halftime scoreboard here in our Germania halftime report. We'll be back with more of our halftime report in just a moment. Again, at the half, the Yeomen are trailing the Cougars 16-0.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
And we are back at Yost Stadium. Again, light rain continues to fall here on the artificial turf at Yost Stadium, but no lightning to speak of, so this game got underway about 10 minutes late, and will continue, as so far as we know, about 15 minutes before the second half kickoff. Coach, you're looking at you're in the locker rooms now. You're the coach. You're in the locker rooms. First of all, your coach, Mark Bell, what are you telling your team?
Well, we're going to continue to play the same kind of defense that we're playing. Offensively, we're going to continue to do what we're doing. Defensively, we're going to have to get one of our linebackers or tackles to be watching for number 4 on the draw play. Somebody can't be rushing. They got to stay and watch for the draw. But other than that, they've played good football all night long. Of course, the Cameron Yeoman have contributed to that with some bad snaps and some penalties and turnovers. But China Springs is in good shape right this minute. We'll just keep playing steady football and not have – they can't let us get the big one.
Yeah. And they're so far have not allowed that. You think weather might have something to do with that? You know, it looks like Reed is a little timid in throwing downfield. He did throw one in the dirt in front of Corey Smith downfield, but he hit Corey on a pretty long pass. But he's had time in the second quarter to throw the ball, but he sets up, can't find an open receiver, and then he's in a scramble from one sideline to the other.
Well, one of the things he needs to do is two or three times he's had an opportunity to go up the field for about 7 or 8 yards, and what he's done is started up the field and then bounced out and run laterally. And as long as you're running laterally, you have just reduced the amount of football field you can throw the football into. And so, you know, the closer you get to the sideline, the less you have receivers. He's going to have to take the ball, and when it opens up the middle, go up the middle and get 7 or 8 yards. And as long as they bring those outside backers and miss him, we've got a lot of time. But somebody's got to pick up and then that's got to be Smith. Treyon Smith has got to pick up one of those linebackers coming from the outside.
Well, now you're the you're Coach Rick Rhodes in the Yeoman locker room. What are you saying?
Well, fellas, we just gave them – we played a terrible first quarter. We gave them 16 points, spotted them 16, and then we came out and played them pretty even here in the second quarter. But we're down 16, so we got to have something – we got to make something happen. And we've got to make sure, you know, that we keep playing the defense did fine in the second quarter. That hadn't been our problem. We got no offense, and so we've got to find out, you know, who can get open. And the offensive line has got to do a better job of blocking for Treyon Smith on his running plays, because the only thing he's been able to make any yardage off of has been the draw play. And then Nickerson just got to settle down and throw the ball when he has the short pass and complete it.
All right, that of course Reed limped to the sidelines after he was flushed out of the pocket one time, and then he was tackled on the other sideline and limped back to the huddle. He's really struggling with a hip injury, and you can tell he's in a lot of pain at times. But he is one of the toughest kids on the team. And
one of the things that a groin injury or a hip injury on a wet field, and making a difference if it's grass or artificial turf, the idea that you're going to slip a little bit with quick jerks is not good for anybody that has a groin or a hip problem, and that may be aggravating that just by throwing the football.
All right, it is 16-0 here at the half at Yost Stadium. This is the debut of the Friday Night Lights on the new carpet at Yost Stadium, and it so far has they've been kind of dim, but we hope it is a tale of two halves, and the Yeomen come out with a little different arsenal and maybe a little more aggression in the second half. You're listening to the Germania Halftime Report. We're going to draw a name from our Rattlers gas box, and hopefully, Coach, I'm usually not too worried about giving that gas card away in the third quarter. Hopefully we'll do that.
I'd love to give it away tonight.
Yeah, in the third quarter. We'd like to do that early in the third quarter.
You bet.
We'll be back in just a moment to draw a name from the Rattlers registration box. And if we can score a touchdown in the third quarter, well, that person wins a $30 gas card from Rattlers. We're back in just a moment on the Germania Halftime Report.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call
1-800-697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman are in the dugout. We'll call it the dugout. They are regrouping right now after being shut out for the first time in who knows when by the China Spring Cougars, 16-0. China Spring coming off a disappointing loss last week to Wake O'Connelly, a game in which they felt like they could have won, final 40-35, and so they've got a head of steam coming into this one, or a little bit of an attitude. The Yeomen have a head of steam supposedly coming into this one with a thrashing of Lexington last week, but well, Coach, they started out kind of like our broadcast did, and that was totally discombobulated.
Yeah, it was, and so were the Cameron Yeoman on offense. I was looking at the stats here a while ago while Chandler was gone, and when you have your number one receiver, I think he caught four passes for, what, 7 yards?
Yeah, that's
27 yards. Caught four passes for 27 yards. You know the defense is really concentrating on him, so that means somebody else has got to get open. And like I said, we had somebody open a while ago. We hit them, but they fumbled a football. But we're going to have to throw the ball short and get some of those short completions going so we can run the ball. And then somebody's got to take up the slack because they are concentrating on Mr. Sims.
Well, and the short passes will open up one of those long ones to Aaron Sims or Corey Smith. It's all kind of got to work together. And
it does.
And when one of them breaks down, it doesn't complement the other aspects of your offense. So the Yeomen have sputtered in the first half, and as we've mentioned before, they are a second-half team. And we look for things to be much improved.
I hope so.
In the second half.
Yes, sir.
We are about 7 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to wrap it up here on our Germania halftime report. We'll take it back to the studios for a couple of minutes, and then we'll be back to pull a name from the Rattlers registration box and get this second, third quarter underway. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Again, our halftime score, 16-0, China Spring.
Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman Football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
Not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
Fall is perfect for getting cozy, and that makes it the perfect time to call Cox's Heating and AC for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252 today. That's 254-697-4252 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLB-009432E. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Get ready to win free gas. KMIL 105.1 The Ranch has teamed up with Rattlers Convenience Store to put free gas in your tank through their Rattlers Touchdown Quarter. Just sign up at Rattlers Convenience Store once per visit. Then listen in to win. The KMIL sports team will draw a name from the registrations at halftime. If the Cameron Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win $30 in free Rattlers fuel. If no touchdown is scored, the gas card rolls over to the following week. Enter once per visit. Must be 16 to win.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
With more than
than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz, Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds in Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas, trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
It's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. Cameron.com.
And welcome back to Yo Stadium. We are still awaiting the arrival of the teams for the second half kickoff. As far as the clock goes, looks like about 2.5 minutes before the second half kickoff. And team's about to come back out onto the field. Reed Nickerson is down on the O sideline taking some warm-up passes. And Coach, we were talking about UIL rules this year. One of them was
they were going to really emphasize NCAA, everybody was really going to emphasize keeping the coaches and the teams off of the football field along the sideline, because they had a number of people get injured from officials running into them or guys running into other players, and so they were going to keep them back off the field. Very, very stern about that now. It was going to be emphasized. And I've been watching tonight, and China Springs, most of their coaches have been out on the field, sometimes as far as the numbers. So, you know, the officials, if they're not going to call the thing, then they deserve what they get, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because all they have to do is, if they threw that flag a time or two and penalized that team, that would get them back off the field. But somebody's going to get hurt over there.
Well, both teams back out onto the field now as we are just moments away from our second half kickoff. Coach, in all of my discombobulated state to start this ball game, I failed to mention in the second half the Yeomen will get the ball first. They need to do something with that.
Yeah, they certainly do. Need to do something.
The time of possession, which we don't keep live with the game, we'll know it later on, but time of possession has just been crazy in favor of China Spring, along with just about every other stat that we keep.
Well, Joe, we were sitting here looking at this, and when Trayon Smith has run a couple of plays, 25 and 17 on draw plays, and that's 42 of his 53 yards, and we have only one receiver who has caught passes. He's caught four of them, and then of course Trayon Smith caught the one where he fumbled the ball.
Corey Smith.
So, you know, we've had two receivers touch the football, and we've got to get the ball spread around.
Well, the receiving team is out on the field as Aaron Sims and Daryl Flores will be back deep to receive. The upbacks are John Washington and Vincent Vargas. And it appears that Kane, no, that is not Kane. I believe that's Cameron Coe, who will kick it away as the Cougars will kick from left to right. It's a high, short kick. Fair catch called for at the 32-yard line by Trey Lewis. And that's where the Yo offense will go, put it in business.
Three different kickoffs. One to the right deep, one to the left deep, and one short to the right. Right where Lexington got two of them last week, so they were going to test us.
Oh, they're putting the chains up backwards. Going the wrong direction, fellas. From the 33-yard line, the Yo offense will go to work. Trailing 16 to nothing. Aaron Sims, Jalen Bryant, wide to the right. Jordan Wells and Sakori Smith wide to the left. And Nickerson will quick pass out to Corey Smith. He's got it across the 35, spun down up at the 41-yard line. There's those short passes, Coach, you said that we're going to have to execute.
Got to do that.
And that one did execute for about 8 yards, second down and two. Trips go wide to the right. That's the wide side of the field for the Yeoman. Corey Smith alone wide to the near side. Treyon Smith in the backfield with Nickerson. Second and two from the 41. And Smith gets the handoff right up the middle. He's got a hole across the 45 and up to the 49-yard line. Treyon Smith picks up 7-8 yards and a first down for the Yeoman.
Well, that's the best the offensive line has looked here tonight. They actually came off the ball and opened up a nice hole.
And Treyon didn't have to bounce either way. He just took the hole for 8 yards. It's first and 10 from the 49. Ball between the hash marks. Twins to both sides. Direct snap to Smith. He's across the 50, down to the 45, and carrying players all the way down to the 38-yard line goes Treyon Smith, last year's state championship MVP.
I'll tell you what, they hit him up high, and he just kept driving, drove him back another 5 yards. That's a great run.
They mark it just inside the 39. We'll call it the 39, first and 10. The Yeoman on the move for the first time tonight consistently here. Trips go wide to the right, one man to the near side. That is Sakori Smith. Nickerson gets a play change from the sidelines, reports it to his offensive line, and here we go. The snap, stepping back, looking left side. He's got Smith caught at the 30 and out of bounds on a graceful catch by Sakori Smith for a gain of 9.
Down and out, down and out.
Corey just planted his feet just inside playfield and caught the ball, leaning over, and then stepped out of bounds for a 9-yard pickup.
Well, they've been giving us the short stuff. They're playing back off of us.
Twins to both sides for the Yeoman. Second down and 1 from the Cougar 30-yard line. Nickerson will quick pass right side this time to Aaron Sims. Can't hold on to it.
Little high.
And it'll be third down and a long yard for the Yeoman. Now, this is where the Yeoman have sputtered on these third down and fourth down and shorts.
Well, you've got number 4 back there. Surely you can get 1 yard out of 2 plays.
Last time they thought they could get a yard, they lost 3. Well, offensive line might have had a little talking to at halftime. Third and a long yard. Here's a direct snap to Smith. He's got the first and more inside the 30, down to the 25, and dives to the 24.
Ball came loose.
Ball came loose, but they're calling him down.
I'll tell you what, it was a direct snap, and the hole he was going to run into was not there. But he cut back to his right and found, that's good eyes. He was able to see the soft spot, pick up that first down.
They marked him down at the 26-yard line, first and 10 for the Yeoman. Look at the coaches out on the field across the way.
I'm telling you.
Trips go wide to the right, one man to the near side. First and 10 for the Yeoman from the Cougar, 26-yard line. And Nickerson will hand off to Smith. Smith across the 20 and down to the 15-yard line. Running tough goes Treyon Smith for 11 yards, and it'll move the chains again.
Offensive line are sticking to the men they're supposed to block, and they're staying on the block. Makes all the difference in the world.
We're inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone for the first time tonight, and that was an Anderley Lumber Company first and 10 for the Yeoman at the 15-yard line. Twins to both sides. Ball shaded toward the near hash mark as the Yeoman are working toward the clock end zone here in the third quarter. Opening drive of the third quarter. And Nickerson wants to throw. Little fade pattern is incomplete, intended for Aaron Sims down around the 8-yard line. That was Jordan Wells, rather, the intended receiver.
Yep.
And it's second and 10 from the 15.
The closer you get to the goal line, the less chance you have of completing that pass because they're not back off of you. They're up closer on you. So it's going to have to be a little different than that one.
Second and 10 for the Yeoman. Drive started back at their 33-yard line. It's a fumble on the snap. Nickerson will pick it up or fall on it all the way back at the 28-yard line. Oh, my.
He may not get up from this one. He got hit right on that hip.
Pretty hard when he was down there. And he is looking toward the sideline for some relief. But, again, Nickerson is such a tough player.
There's another one of those bad snaps.
Well, and it was, I think that one was catchable. I just think it got through the hands. It wasn't over the head by any means. Third down and 17, 18, make that 28, 23. Nickerson dropping back, looking, flushed out of the pocket now.
Run.
And now he's going to run it. Now he's going toward the end zone, and this one is off of the receiver.
No.
And incomplete in the end zone.
That's his third or fourth time that he's had an opportunity to go up the field. Now, you're not going to score a touchdown, but he can have cut that. He could have had 10 or 12 yards pretty easy, and he kept going sideways. The longer you go sideways, the less field you have to throw in and the less they have to defend. He needs to turn it up and run with that football.
Here we go. Fourth down and 23 for the Yeoman. They need the 5-yard line. The ball is at the 28. We've got trips wide to the right, one man to the near side. They may just go for it all right here as Nickerson drops straight back, and he's going to be hit, brought down at the line of scrimmage. No place to throw the ball, and a long, successful drive turns up nothing on one mistake.
Yep.
A miscue on the snap, and a loss of 13 yards, and the Yeoman couldn't recover from it.
Well, your offensive line was doing an excellent job with the ground game, and then all of a sudden you had to go to throwing it and couldn't do it.
So College China Spring takes over at their own 28-yard line. Kane will run it on a draw, looked like a busted play, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but no gain.
Well, Green was back there causing a problem along with DeAndre Adams. Adams has had a heck of a football game here in this first three quarters.
They give him a yard progress on that. Second down and 9 for the Cougars, who send twins to both sides. Dudek in the backfield with Kane. And a quick pass out to the left side. Almost picked off, but it's caught. And all the way up across the 35 to the 36-yard line goes the receiver. One of the defensive, I think that might have been Darryl Flores who read that from the outside linebacker position.
He reached up if he could have got it.
Couldn't get a hand on it, and it's third down and 3 now for the Cougars. Haygood on the receiving end of that one. Twins to both sides again for the Cougars. Ball on the far hash mark. Dudek to the left of Kane in the backfield. And Kane will option out to Dudek. Dudek is going to turn the corner and get out of bounds for a first down right at the first down marker. But it's going to move the chains on a gain of 4 by Dudek on the option play. First and 10, and the handoff to Dudek again up the middle. He is hit and dropped. Short gain, maybe a yard, not quite a yard.
Well, we've got to give Jesse Valdez and DeAndre Adams both credit on that stop.
Also coming up out of the huddle is, that's Ryan Cullen holding his hand. Johnny Alexander will check in for him, and he is in some pain. One of the very few senior leaders on that defense, Ryan Cullen, comes up off the bottom of that pile holding his right hand. That's not good news for the Yeoman. Johnny Alexander in for Cullen. Flags, motion, and that'll cost the Cougars 5 yards.
Well, we had one of our defensive linemen just kind of scoot forward, but he wasn't in the neutral zone, and as soon as he did, that tackle flinched.
Might ought to try that again.
Yeah.
Second down and 15 now for the Cougars. They'll send Trips to the near side. That's the wide side of the field as Kane will draw play to Dudek. Dudek is in trouble.
Oh, man.
And dropped for a loss. Nobody was fooled on that draw play. And it is third down.
As Johnny Alexander, along with Alex
Ibarra,
and a couple other maroon shirts all over that play.
Third and 16 now for the Cougars. And they'll send Twins to the near side and the far side as Kane will probably air it out here, dropping straight back. He's going to flush it out of the pocket and launches one long downfield. And how in the world?
This time we just jumped up wrong. We jumped up too early, and then they jumped up and made the catch.
I have no idea how that happened because we had him so defended. But the receiver comes up with it down at the 32-yard line. And, the coach, it's plays like that right there that you'll look back on in this game. On a third down and 16, now they're in business in four-down territory against the Yeoman. And Duda gets the handoff. He'll lose a yard.
Once again, Jesse Valdez, number 78, having a pretty good third quarter.
Well, that's good news there. Ryan Cullen is back in the game for Johnny Alexander. So Ryan Cullen came out with a hand injury. He's back in. And Kane wants to throw. Pumps, now throws a short pass. It's caught. And along the left sideline goes Dudek inside the 15, the 10, the 5. He will score.
Oh, the Cameron Yeoman had that play defensed. They were standing right there when he made the catch. Right there when he made the catch, and he just ran away from two of them who were sitting there waiting for him. They had that one defense. They're going to look at the film and say, how in the world did we not make that play?
Well, we're talking about, you know, one or two plays here, and this game could be 16-7. But instead, it's 22-0. Here is the extra point. It's up, and it's good. And nothing is bouncing Cameron's way here tonight.
Absolutely.
23-0 is our score. China Spring leads the Yeoman. 5:26 left in the third quarter. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Edward Jones is proud to sponsor the Cameron Yeoman. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. I'm Melanie Sheffield, your Cameron Financial Advisor. Now is the time to make investments that can grow to provide money for the ever-rising cost of college. For a free college cost analysis, call me at 697-6511 or stop by my office at 315 South Houston. Edward Jones, member SIP.
Well, back to Yo Stadium. The Cameron Yeoman took the ball in the opening drive of the third quarter from their 33 all the way down to the 15-yard line before a mishandled snap that lost 13 yards and just stifled the Yeoman drive. China Spring would take over and have it third and 16 when they hit a bomb play on a well-defended play, but the receiver wanted it more than a defender. And it kept the drive going and ended up 7 points the other direction.
Well, that draw play, I mean, that screen pass was well defended. They saw what was happening. We just didn't make the play.
So the Cougars will tee it up once again and kick it away to the Yeoman. See where they go with it this time. This is high and deep this time. Daryl Flores will field it. At the 14-yard line, he'll hand off to Aaron Sims going the other direction. Sims can't turn the corner, and he is brought down at the 19.
China Springs doing a great job of staying spread out, staying in their lanes, no one going and flying out there trying to make a diving tackle, and they were able to contain him.
First and 10 for the Yeoman. It is vitally important for the Yeoman if they're to climb back into this game to get some points here.
Go get them now.
23-0, the Yeoman trail. And so far, Coach, it has not been a tale of two halves.
It started out to be. Cameron Yeoman really took the ball, and it looked like they were going to do something, and mishap. Now they've got the defense has got to shut them out the rest of the way, and the offense has got to get something going.
Twins to both sides for the Yeoman, and the reverse play to Aaron Sims was in traffic, but he avoided the backfield and ran out of bounds up around the 25-yard line, and we have a lineman down.
Now I'm going to tell you what, they had that play well defensed. That was all Aaron Sims, stopping, going inside, back outside.
He picks up six on the carry. And we have a lineman
Pablo
that is
Rodriguez
down. Pablo Rodriguez is, well, might have taken a shot in the groin. As he is walking.
Could be cramps.
Yeah.
Could be cramps.
Yeah. It's kind of a different stride that I've seen walking off the field, but nonetheless, he's got his replacement in, and we're back to play on a second down and four for the Yeoman. Twins to both sides. Quick pass right side. That is caught by John Washington, and he spins his way up after contact to the 30 and a first down. Needed four, got five, and it's first and 10 for the Yeoman.
There's that short pass again. But they're willing to give us those short ones.
Well, the rain has stopped here at Yost Stadium. The umbrellas are still up, but that's probably because the fans don't realize it, engrossed in the game. But Twins go to both sides on a first and 10 from the 30-yard line. And Nickerson draw play to Smith right up the middle again. He is across the 45 and up to midfield. That is a 20-yard gallop by Trayon Smith.
Boy, that offensive line did a good job there. Just opened up. The whole middle just opened up.
And Smith is hobbling off with a little bit of an ankle issue, it looks like, as Tyreek Johnson will check in for him. Tyreek is also a very elusive runner, a totally different type of runner than Trayon is, but nonetheless very talented. Twins go to both sides, first and 10 from midfield. Quick pass right side to John Washington. He's got it across the 45, down to the 41-yard line for nine more yards. And again, the Yeoman are on the move. If they can keep from shooting themselves in the foot here, maybe they can get some points on the board. Second down and a yard for the Yeoman. Washington and Sims wide to the right. Jordan Wells and Sakori Smith wide to the left. And
having trouble getting the signal, figuring out what's being called.
Now Sims and Wells swap places in the slot positions, slot receiver positions. From the far hash mark, Nickerson surveys the defense and takes the snap. Looking left, has that short pass to Sims, and Sims just can't hold on to that pass. He's taking his gloves off in frustration. He says, if I can't catch him with the gloves, maybe I can catch him without the gloves.
Well, it was right there.
And that's the third one he's dropped, so he just takes the gloves off. It is third down and a yard from the 41 again. This is where the Yeoman have had all kinds of trouble tonight. Third down and a yard from the 41-yard line. Tyreek Johnson, the running back, and he gets the draw play. He is going to he's going to be brought down the backfield.
The linebacker was waiting for that. I was looking at him because we didn't have Trayon in there. I was watching them, and that middle linebacker was sitting right there just watching for that draw play. And as soon as we got the handoff, he was there.
Well, it sets up a fourth down and three now after a two-yard loss. Trayon Smith back in the backfield now on a fourth down and three. And again, this is where the Yeoman have sputtered. They need to overcome this situation. And Reed will option it. He's going to turn it upfield, and he does not get it. He had some daylight, but he was tripped up right before he got to it, and it's going to go over on downs. He is short about a half yard.
Ross Lyles, linebacker, came in and made an ankle tackle. The defense has got to stop them right here and now if that offense is going to have a chance.
2:59 left in the third quarter, and China Spring still pitching a shutout against this explosive Yo offense. 23-0 is our score. Twins go to both sides. Bain in the backfield takes the snap. He'll hand off to Dudek coming near side. Dudek is hit and dropped a yard gain.
Once again, good job by Jesse Valdez, this left defensive end. Reached out there and made the play. 78-60, 42-52. Been all over the place.
And Lance Green at 44 has also had a good night. He just checks out. Second down and 9 now for the Cougars from their own 42-yard line. Bain with two backs, and he will do an option reverse, and it's snuffed out.
Yeah.
Great play. A loss on the play as Ryan Cullen was not fooled back in the backfield. A loss of 3 yards.
Well, except for that one wingback play that they ran earlier, everything going sideways, the Cameron Yeoman have been all over it.
Well, this is where the O defense has struggled on third and long situations. Twice tonight they have given up the third and long for a first down. Twins go to the far side, one man to the near side, and Bain will throw, dropping straight back, sets up, throws over the middle, wide open, and dropped.
I mean to tell you, just flat dropped. He hit him right in the numbers, about 9 yards up there, and he just could not hold on to it.
Cody Fulp was at midfield running laterally when he was hit in the hands and dropped it. All he would have had to do is fall forward for a yard to pick up the first down. But I guess give that a break for the Omen. And the punting unit is on for the Cougars. Washington and Sims back to receive the punt from Bain. Kane, that is. Brett Kane. I think that's Kane. That may be Cameron, the kicker, who is doing the punting. High punt, end over end. Knuckler, fair caught by it's a catch by Washington.
Don't
a fumble on the handoff, but the Yeoman, Ryan Cullen, was there to...
Well, if you don't have the handoff, you don't make it. And what Washington did was pitch the ball to him, and we were very lucky to get that one back. You just don't... If you can't hand it off, you got to keep it.
First and 10 for the Yeoman. They, I guess, maybe get two breaks in a row, huh?
Well, we need to make some breaks.
Make something happen
here.
You
got to make something happen.
It's going to start from the Yo 27-yard line.
1:41 left in this quarter. It has flown by.
Smith and Sims, wide to the left. That's Corey Smith. Twins go wide to the right. And Reed looking, and now he's just going to throw it. It's going to hit a lineman. Was he outside the pocket? I guess he was.
Well, let's hope they don't say anything, because when you hit one of your offensive linemen with the ball, there's usually a penalty.
That's a penalty.
They're not going to call it.
Yeah. Second down and 10 for the Yeoman. Three breaks.
Right in a row.
Let's do something
and
with
and
that.
And we have made it a yard.
That's right. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Nickerson takes the snap, dropping straight back, sets up, looking, now throws near side. It's caught by Aaron Sims, trying to avoid a couple of guys. He does, and spins out across the 35 to the 37, giving the 38-yard line, and that'll be a first down.
Should be.
Moving the chains on a second effort by Aaron Sims.
I'm glad, because they started moving those chains over before the referee got here.
First and 10 from the Yo 38-yard line. Trips go wide to the right. One man to the near side. And Trayon Smith gets the handoff. He's into the secondary. There comes a flag, usually holding. Smith across the 45. Down to the 40-yard line, but this one may be coming back.
When your umpire, the man behind the defensive linebackers, throws the flag, you can almost count on it.
Another 22-yard run by Trayon Smith. That one's erased off the stat books for a holding call. So instead of 22 forward, it's 10 backwards. That's a 32-yard difference on that penalty. Of course, the holding call the holding might have allowed Treyon to pick up that yardage. So we back it up, and it's first and 20 now for the Yeomen.
Well, the Yeomen have had trouble overcoming penalties tonight, our long yardage situations.
Well, they tend to shoot themselves in the foot. I don't know how many more feet they can shoot. Trips go to the wide side as Nickerson pumps once, steps up in the pocket, now pumps again, and now he's going to be brought down after about a 4-yard pickup to the 32-yard line. Second down and 17.
We were 16. Trying to go deep, and then we were trying to fake something short. That secondary was having no part of that. They were staying back.
Well, they're playing about 14 yards deep. Two safeties are playing back 14 yards. They are not giving up the deep ball. Trips go wide to the right, and Smith gets the handoff up to the 35-yard line, maybe the 36 forward progress. That is a gain of 4, and it's third down and 12. Twins to both sides. Ball dead between the hash marks for the Yeomen. Maybe the last play of the quarter. Nickerson drops back, has time, and now flushed to the near side. He is going to be sacked back at the 28-yard line.
He's going to have to learn to get rid of that football. And I believe he may be injured.
Yeah, he's holding that hip again. It is a punting situation for the Yeomen. Fourth down and 20. We're back to the penalty line of scrimmage. And that is the end of our third quarter of play. Our third quarter tonight has been brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron, proud to support the Cameron Yeoman football and supporting the youth of Milam County in academic and athletics. Jeff Gellner, fine supporters of Yeo High School and the athletic program. Well, we're going to keep it right here as we head into the fourth quarter tonight. Still scoreless for the Yeoman. And they've been outscored 7-0 here in this half.
Well, some of this credit has got to be given to China Springs because they have not given up. They've given up Treyon Smith up the middle on some draw plays and what have you. But other than that, our explosive wide receivers have not been able to get open.
It is fourth down and 20. Jacob Smitherman back to punt it away for the Yeoman as we start this fourth quarter. And it's a high snap. He hauls it in. There's no rush, and he shanks it. It is shanked off the side of his foot. It's going to take a Yeoman bounce, though, up to the 41, 42-yard line. When it rains, it pours.
Yes, sir, it does.
China Spring is only 42 yards away. From pay dirt once again. They lead the Yeoman 23-0. Of course, China Spring plays in Class 4A in a very competitive area up near Waco. Twins go to both sides for the Cougars from the 42-yard line. Kane sends a man in motion, and he will keep it. He is hit, and he dives forward for a yard to the 41.
Well, he thought that man coming in motion across there he was going to fake to would fool the linebackers, but 42 would have no part of that. Ryan Cullen was waiting for him.
Second and 9 as the Cougars are probably going to be content to keep this on the ground and just burn some clock. Here's a draw play to Dudek. Dudek is going to be wrapped up by Ibarra for a yard loss, maybe a 2-yard loss, back to the 43, and it's third and 11. Alex Ibarra with another tackle.
Been all over the field.
He's had a great game. Third down and 11 for the Cougars. Twins to the near side, one man wide to the right, and Kane wants to throw. He sets up, throws long down the middle, and this one is going to be picked off. That is Jaylon Bryant, who picks it off back at the 12, 13-yard line. Oh, John, that was Jaylon Bryant. I know that I'm almost positive that was Jaylon Bryant.
Okay.
No, it was John Washington. It was Washington. Why would I ever question Birdie?
Or our statistician who's over here holding up five fingers.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, a turnover. Of course, that's just as good as a punt for them, but they don't have the football, and we do with 10:40. That makes a difference. Got
there
to
we
get
go.
Something going, Joe.
Deep in our own end of the field at the 13-yard line. That's where this drive begins, with Trips coming to the near side, and Nickerson will hand off to Trayon Smith, who finds a little seam up across the 15 to about the 18-yard line.
Trayon has carried the ball now, let's see, 15 times.
He gets six on that play.
For 118 yards.
And it's second down and four now for the Yeoman. Trips go wide left. Sakori Smith wide to the near side, the short side of the field, as the ball is on the near hash mark. And Smith again gets the handle, and he is up across the 20 to about the 24-yard line, and that'll move the chains for the Yeoman. He picks up 5 yards, needed four. And Smith slow to get up again. We're getting banged up pretty good here tonight. And Jordan Wells also limping as he comes to the near side and takes a knee, but Trayon Smith is being looked at out on the field. So we have an injury timeout. Let's take a 30-second break here. Yeoman have the ball and are moving, but are trailing 23-0. We're back in a moment.
John Deere 3 E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
And we are back with 10:02 left. It is very quiet in the stadium.
Very quiet.
As they are still tending to Trayon Smith, who is now up and will be helped off. And Coach putting no weight whatsoever on that left ankle. That doesn't look good, at least for the rest of this night.
Oh, no.
Tyreek Johnson in at tailback now for the Yeoman on a first and 10 after Trayon picks up 5 yards on that carry to move the chains for the Yeoman. Ball spotted just inside the 25-yard line. It's an Anderley Lumber Company first and 10 for the Yeoman. 10:02 left in the ball game, and the Yeoman still haven't scratched pay dirt. Darryl Flores and Aaron Sims wide to the right. Sakori Smith and Jordan Wells wide to the left. And now Sims goes to the left side as well. As we're back to play here, Reed Nickerson has Tyreek Johnson to his left, steps back, throws a quick pass to the far side. It is caught. And diving forward for a first down up to the 37, 38-yard line is Jordan Wells. They'll mark him down at the 37, a gain of 12. And a first and 10 for the Yeoman, moving the chains again. Trips come to the near side this time for the Yeoman. Nickerson will hand off to Tyreek Johnson. He is up across the 40 to the 43-yard line. And that's a pickup of 5 yards for Tyreek. Clock rolling. Approaching 9 minutes to play in the ball game. 23-0. China Spring in the lead, in the command. They've been in that seat all night long. Trips go wide to the left for the Yeoman. Nickerson drops back, throws one in the near flats to Darryl Flores. In and out of his hands. He just simply looked where he was going to go before he caught the ball.
That's all it was to that. Perfect pass, perfect route. He just took his eyes off the ball and it went right through his hands.
Third down and four for the Yeoman. That pass would have put the Yeoman in China Spring territory down around the 47. Trips go wide to the right. That is Washington, Wells, and Sims. Sakori Smith wide to the left, and we have a Yeoman timeout.
Well, we're having trouble. Nickerson was having trouble with the signals from the sideline.
So we've got a break in the action here, and the Yeoman showing a little more offensive spark here, but still haven't scratched pay dirt. Hopefully they will on this drive. We've got 8:53 left in the game. It's 23-0 China Spring back in 30 seconds.
Are you or a loved one in need of home health care? Wondering if you qualify for home health services? Call Standards Home Health for a free in-home consultation to evaluate your situation and to select a home health professional to care for you and your needs. And Standards Home Health is covered 100% by Medicare and accepts TRICARE, Scott & White Health Plan, and most major insurances. So don't wait. Get the care you deserve. Call Standards Home Health at 1-888-671-7007. 1-888-671-7007.
All right, we are back. Twins to both sides. Nickerson dropping straight back, looking left, flushed left, and now throws on the run, and it is caught by Jordan Wells at midfield. Avoids a man, another man. He's inside the 45 and down to the 41-yard line. Jordan Wells on a key, third down and four. He picks up about 15.
I'm telling you, we've got a lot of receivers out there that can catch that ball and run with it. You just got to get them the football.
First and 10 inside China Spring territory at the 41. The Yeoman have been here several times but just seem to fizzle in this end of the field. Twins go to both sides, ball on the far hash mark. And Nickerson will fake a handoff, quick pass left side. That is caught by Corey Smith, and he is across the 40 down to about the 37-yard line. That's a four-yard pickup. And it's going to be second down and a long, well, we'll call it seven. Second down and seven. Three-yard pickup after the dust settles. Trips come to the wide side of the field. Smith alone wide to the left side. And Nickerson dropping straight back. Setting up a screen pass. It is in and out of the hands of Trayon Smith, who is back in the game. It was thrown just a little bit behind him. And Reed Nickerson was leveled after he made that pass. And he is really in some pain. At some point, you're going to just pull him out and say, okay, heal up. You try to pull him out, though, he'd probably tell you not to.
Yep.
Third down and seven now for the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the right. Again, Sakori Smith alone wide to the left. Trayon Smith, that's good to see him back out there after being helped off the field a few plays earlier. Nickerson dropping straight back. This is a launch downfield. And, wow, incomplete. Collision down around the 10-yard line. Yo fans wanted a flag, but both players were going for the ball, and it was overthrown. And there was just a good, clean effort collision down there. And now the Yeoman face fourth down and seven from the 38-yard line. They'll line back up. The long passes haven't been there, Coach, and they haven't been.
Well, China Springs has got a good secondary. They're doing a good job.
Here we go. Nickerson dropping straight back again. Little flare pass out here, and again Aaron Sims drops it at the 39-yard line. And the ball is over on downs. An 11-play drive that started back at the Yo 13 fizzles once again in Cougar territory. What do you make of that, Coach?
Well, you either catch it or you don't catch it. And we've had ample opportunities. We've just not been able to convert them.
So China Spring takes over at their own 38-yard line. The Yeoman are facing a shutout offensively here, as they line up in the
short yardage offense.
Yeah, two tight ends and a under center goes Kane, and he'll hand it off, and the Yo defensive line stacks it up at the line for no gain.
Along with Ibarra, 52 has been all over this football field.
But the clock is running, and the Cougars are shutting out the explosive Yo offense.
Well, the offense has shot themselves in the foot all night long, as you said earlier.
Twins go to both sides, and this time it's a handoff to Dudek, and he is up to about the 40 for a gain of two.
Cullen.
And Ryan Cullen on the tackle for the Yeoman. I'll tell you what, you see Trayon and Cullen come off in the pain they were. You're glad to see them back out there.
Oh, yes.
Third down and eight now for the Cougars. They are burning up seconds between plays as the Cougars look like they're well on their way to 2-1 on the year. Twins to both sides as Kane and now the Cougars will call a timeout for some type of confusion.
Some kind of confusion on offense.
And it's third down and eight when we come back. We'll take a break with them. Third and eight from the Cougar 40. The Cougars have the ball and the lead, 23-0. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
You feel it the minute you walk in our doors. You know you're in a friendly place, a place where people know their jobs and enjoy doing them. Everywhere you look, you see people helping people. Good service and a good attitude have a lot to do with each other. You can't have one if you don't have the other. A strong bank is built on strong relationships. Strong relationships are built on good service. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Welcome back as the Cougars face a third down and eight now from their own 40-yard line. They'll send twins to both sides again. Kane in the backfield, and he'll send a man in motion. That's Haygood. Dropping back, quick pass over the right side, and it's caught and dropped down around the 45-yard line.
Perfect
and
pass.
Yeah, it was right in the hands of the intended receiver on a crossing pattern. But he couldn't hold on, and it's fourth down and eight now for the Cougars, and apparently they're going to bring their ever-so-rare punting unit on. Haven't seen them very often.
No, we haven't.
That is Cameron Coe back to do the punting, and Aaron Sims back to receive it. Bet they don't punt it to him. What do you think? Bad snap. No rush, though, and an end-over-end. It was caught on a line drive by Ryan Cullen at the 47-yard line. He returns it to the 43-yard line.
What a play.
I tell you, that was a heads-up by Ryan because he was, you know, heading downfield to give Aaron Sims a block, and he turns around, and the ball was right there in his breadbasket.
Bad snap. The punter had to turn around and kicked it, try and just get rid of it. Line drive right to Cullen.
So the ball is at the Cougar 43-yard line, first and 10, 6:02 left in the ball game.
Time to get some points.
Yeah, maybe too little too late, although, you know, stranger things have happened, but you're going to have to strike early and often now if you're a Yeoman. Twins to both sides. Nickerson back, looking, pumps, throws one long downfield. Aaron Sims, no, Corey Smith, he's got it. Touchdown, Yeoman.
There it is, right there. Finally got behind that four-deep secondary.
One play, 43 yards, and our first Don's paint and body scoring drive is just that simple. Reed Nickerson to Sakori Smith.
But offensive line gave him time to throw the football. Looks like we're going for two.
Well, the offense stays on the field. 23-6 is our score. Under 6 minutes to play. That one, Coach, probably would have gone for 100 yards as Corey Smith just put on the afterburners and got behind the defense. A pump by Reed Nickerson didn't hurt anything. Here is the go for two on the end around, and it is Aaron Sims who dives and stretches, and he crosses the goal line for the two-point conversion.
Well, the Yeoman are back in it, but they haven't got much time.
Yeah, they are just two possessions down. They're going to have to come up with some
turnovers.
Heroic defensive plays.
Yep. Got to have a turnover.
23-8 is our new score. We'll keep it right here.
Would you anticipate an onside kick here?
I don't know. 23-8. You know, when's the last time the Yeoman waited till under 6 minutes in the game to even scratch the scoreboard?
That doesn't answer my question. My question was,
I don't know. I answered it. I said, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. But, you know, you might do one of those high short kicks in a no man's land and try to run down a recovery.
They are playing for the onside kick. They've got nine guys up here inside between the 40 and the 50.
5:55 left here in the ball game. 23-8 is our score. And it looks like Jaleel Pope is teeing it up for some type of special kick.
Well, you've got nothing to lose. Yeah,
he's angling it from the far hash mark to the near sideline. So apparently this will be an onside kick attempt by Jaleel Pope. And six yeoman over here. Here it comes. It's high hopping, but it doesn't make it 10 yards before the Cougars fall on it at the 0-46. Well, that ball just wasn't kicked quite hard enough to get the 10 yards needed before the Cougars recovered it.
You got to execute that thing just right to get in order to have a chance at it, and the ball was not hit hard enough, and they made an easy catch.
So first and 10 for the Cougars from the 46-yard line. Defense back out on the field. They will send twins to both sides. Kane in the backfield with Dudek, and Dudek gets the handoff around the right side, and he is going to be brought down by John Washington on a great spin-around tackle at the 45-yard line. A gain of a yard.
I think Dudek just understands why you don't run sideways against the Cameron Yeoman. He's made all of his yardage going straight up the field. When you run sideways, they're waiting for you.
They actually give him inside the 45, so we'll say two on the carry. Second and eight. And again, China Spring using up those precious seconds now. 23-8 is our score. The Yeoman have three timeouts left here in the second half. The Cougars have used one of theirs. Twins to both sides. As Kane will, there's a flag.
They weren't set.
Yeah. Illegal procedure. That'll stop the clock and, no, a delay of game, actually. Stop the clock and back them up 5 yards. Second down and 13 now for the Cougars from just inside midfield for the Yeoman. Play clock is down to 15, but the game clock doesn't move after the delay of game. Twins go to both sides, and Kane will hand off to Dudek. He avoids one man in the backfield. That was Lance Green, who couldn't hang on, and he gets back up across the line of scrimmage for a gain of a couple. But it is going to be third down and 12 now for the Cougars from about the 47-yard line. Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club. Join the Booster Club, meeting Mondays at 7 in the Yo-High Fieldhouse, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. Yo-High Booster Club. You can see highlights of this game. Not too many highlights, probably, Coach.
No, there's not.
Twins go to both sides for the Cougars on a third and 12. Here we go. Kane will keep it, and he's hit at the line and dropped. No gain there for the quarterback, Kane, and it's fourth down and 12.
Jesse Valdez, along with Alex Ibarra and Ryan Cullen, made that play.
So with 4:23 left, the Yeoman will call, I guess, their first timeout. You can control the clock when you have the ball, and they're going to save that 25 seconds by calling, I guess they called a timeout. It's not off the scoreboard yet. We'll keep it right here on a fourth down and 12, an apparent punting situation for the Cougars. Yeah, Coach, you go back to that first and 10 from the Cougar 15-yard line when we sputtered in the third quarter. And on the very next possession, they convert a third and 16 on a long pass over the middle. And that's a 14-point swing right there, and that's about the difference in this game.
Well, you know, coaches are always talking about this. What is the most important play in the ball game? And it's the next one.
Yeah.
It's the next one. And you never know when what play is going to be big. And there's been three or four opportunities here that have not been converted.
Here we go on a fourth down and 12 as that's Cameron Coe back to do the punting. It is. And Aaron Sims. How nice would a run back be here? Stands back to receive the punt. Here's the rush. And an end-over-end punt that will take a Cougar bounce picked up by Sims at the 15. He's going to sprint out of bounds up around the 20. And that's where the Yeomen will have it. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Actually spotted, I think, at around the 21-yard line. 4:14 left in the ball game. 23-8, China Spring leads it. First and 10.
Yeoman's got three or four guys out there that could break the big one.
And again, you need, we didn't score in the third. Juan Gonzalez was our name for Rattlers. We'll have to find out who won the gas card. Here's a quick pass left side. This time Sims has it, breaks a tackle across the 30, almost breaks it outside, and he's tripped up with a shoestring tackle at the 36-yard line. All right, Juan Gonzalez was our name we drew in the third for our touchdown in the third quarter. Sims is coming off holding his hip, so Darryl Flores will check in his place. First and 10 from the 36-yard line. Brett, we need a name. We've already scored the touchdown. We just need a name to award that gas card to. Trips go wide to the right, one man to the left side. And a fake reverse and a long throw downfield is going to be almost caught. I'll tell you what, Reed Nickerson got spun around in the backfield and then just launched one downfield. I think the nearest man there was Sakori Smith. And he made a diving effort down around the 25-yard line but couldn't come up with it. Second down. No, we go to the fourth quarter. If it doesn't give it away there, then it rolls over. Isn't that right? Maybe not. Twins to both sides. Nickerson, quick pass left side. Too tall for Darryl Flores up around the 45, and it's third down and 10 for the Yeoman. Okay, maybe so. Maybe we started carrying that over if we didn't score in the third quarter. It's been so long since we didn't score in the third quarter, I can't remember.
It has been a long time.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. If we do carry it over, we'll give away a $60 gas card next week.
Big play here for the Yeoman.
Third down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Nickerson stepping back, looking. And now throws one downfield for Jordan Young. That was Jordan Wells and a mismatch on the communication there. Wells had gone inside and Reed wanted him to break down the sideline.
Yes, he was trying to run a wheel route where you come out of the backfield down the sideline after running a receiver inside. And just a miscommunication. And now we're down to the last one, fourth down.
So the Rogers Eagles have pulled the upset. They beat Troy 21-20.
My goodness.
How about that? Twins to both sides on a fourth down and 10 now for the Yeoman. Nickerson dropping back. Sets up. Has time. Has more time. Now flushed out of the pocket. Now throws on the run. He's got Washington caught down at the 45 to the 42-yard line. And great protection for Reed Nickerson. Gave him time to pick out his secondary receiver, John Washington, down at the 41-yard line.
Well, they were playing prevent defense, and the offensive line gave him enough time for somebody to find an opening in all those creases.
First and 10 from the 41-yard line for the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the left. Just over 3 minutes to play in the game. Nickerson sets up and throws one long downfield. Washington on the run, but a defender was actually in front of him.
Oh, yeah. That was, he had no prayer on that one.
And it's second down and 10 for the Yeoman. Clock stopped with 3:01 remaining. Yeoman needs to score, get the onside kick, and score again. Now, if they can convert their next score into a two-point conversion, they're within a touchdown.
I think they're going to have to hit a shorter one and run for the rest of the yard because they're playing four deep in that secondary. Everybody is back 8 to 10, 15 yards.
Dropping back is Nickerson, and this time he goes deep down the sideline, and this one's picked off.
Yeah, they were waiting for that.
Yeah, that was Aaron Sims down around the 15-yard line, but that was thrown up with a prayer, and the prayer was not answered.
Nope. They were sitting back there waiting for that.
And if I'm not mistaken, that is the first interception of the season for Reed Nickerson.
I believe it is. You are correct.
And I think you were right, Coach, in saying that, you know, the shorter passes were there, and you let those explosive receivers like Aaron Sims and Sakori Smith get as much yardage after that as they can because they were giving them such a cushion.
Well, I had four guys back, two safeties and two corners, and they weren't within 12 to 15 yards of the line of scrimmage. There was no way they were going to let you get behind them.
So the Cougars have the ball. They'll put a back to either side of Kane in the backfield, and Dudick will get the handoff. He bounces outside and is going to be driven out of bounds up around the 25, 26-yard line. That's a gain of 7.
Ibarra out there again.
Second down and... let's see, call it 3.5. We'll call it a long 3. Coming wide to the near side is Tyler Gilstrap. One man wide to the right as well. Two backs in the backfield with Kane. And Kane will hand off this time to the other back. Oh, my goodness, he was buckled back. Might have got a yard on his forward progress.
Brian Cullen put the finishing touches on that one.
Yes, he did. And it's third down and 2. He actually got pretty good forward progress. Third down and a long 1, actually. And they're burning up those seconds. The Yeoman with 2 timeouts remaining. It's 1:45 left in the game. Third down and a yard. If they pick up this first down, it's irrelevant. As Kane will have a back to either side again and a wide receiver to either side.
Timeout by somebody.
And now the Cougars will call a timeout. With 1:31 remaining in the game, the Cougars in control of this one, 23-8. They have the ball when we come back. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
China Spring has had
something to do
with that.
Yeah, China Spring has had a whole lot to do with this game not being very much fun for Yo fans. You know, we are so used to a high-octane offensive game output for the Yeoman, and that's kind of what brings joy to Yeoman fans, and then tonight that just hasn't been there. Third down and a long yard for the Cougars as Kane will go under center. He's got a power eye behind him. Now they'll switch out with two tight ends, and Kane will fumble the ball. There's a scramble for the ball, and we'll see who got it. The Yeoman say they have it. On the under center snap, the ball was fumbled by Kane, and it goes over to the Cameron Yeoman.
Well, you think that's the safest thing in the world, just to take it and snap it up there after you've been snapping it deep, and you can't even make that exchange right there, and the Yeoman have the ball.
Well, the Yeoman have it at the Cougar 28-yard line. with a minute 22 remaining.
Yep, what you think is going to be the simplest play in football, just take the snap and fall down, and you can't take the snap.
First and 10 for the Yeoman. Starting this drive in the best field position of the night at the Cougar 28. Trips go wide to the right, one man to the far side as Nickerson wants that man across the middle. Corey Smith, he's got it at the five. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Yes, sir. This game is not over, folks. Game is not over.
28-yard strike from Nickerson to Corey Smith. Coach, they're shutting Aaron Sims down, and that's opening up Corey Smith.
Yes, they are concentrating on number 14, and somebody else has got to be open. And Corey Smith is the guy coming across. Jordan Wells has been there short.
Yeoman going for two once again to try to close the gap to seven here. 23-14 is our score. Trayon Smith in the backfield with Reed Nickerson. Twins go to both sides. And Nickerson will take the snap. He wants to throw. Sets up. Throws one incomplete. Uncatchable.
Nope.
Intended for Jordan Wells, but it was way too low at the goal line.
He rushed that one.
And the deficit remains two scores or two possessions. 23-14. Yeoman with a minute 16 left. You almost had to have that two-point conversion.
Yeah.
But the Yeoman have struck quickly twice. One-play drives, both from Nickerson to Corey Smith. I guess they could do that again, huh? They could get the onside kick.
I guess.
I don't know. Well, the Yeoman at least are winning this half now. 14-7 over the Cougars, but they just got started too late. It was under 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter before the Yeoman ever scored a point.
Well, it just hasn't been their night. That's all there was to it. I don't know how many times they have shot. Like you said, they've run out of feet. They shot themselves in the foot so many times.
Well, another attempted onside kick. I'm sure Jaleel Pope probably will kick this one a little harder off the top end of the ball, make it kick higher and faster, and get it 10 yards down. Here we go. And there it goes, and it does. It hops. It's a free ball. It's a scramble for it, but I think the Cougars might have come up with it. Boy, that was a great opportunity for the Yeoman. They're saying they got it. Yeoman say they got it, but the referees say the Cougars have it. It was definitely up for grabs. That was a great onside kick by Jaleel Pope.
Yes, sir. It was almost a Cameron Yeoman football.
From their own 45-yard line. Now, the Yeoman have two timeouts left. It's highly unlikely that the Yeoman could get the ball back. I guess they might get it back with a few seconds left, barring a fumble. I venture to say they won't go under center again.
I don't think so. Or if they do, he's not going to.
He'll have a back to either side of him, though. That is Haygood and...
Yeah, they're in the victory formation now as...
Kane will take a knee at the 40.
Now take that timeout.
And the Yeoman will take a timeout.
Real quickly.
And we'll keep it right here. It'll be second down and 15 after Kane takes a knee 5 yards in the backfield. He'll do that again. And he possibly could do it again. It could be fourth down and 25. Fourth down and 25 when he punts it.
Yep.
A minute 8 remaining in the ball game. Nickerson to Corey Smith, the only really highlights of the game. Twice one play drives. By the way, that Don's Paint and Body scoring drive was from Reed Nickerson to Corey Smith for 28 yards. The two-point conversion failed, and that's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. We always talk about how Don's Paint and Body gets his money's worth. Actually, that was a low snap.
I'm
Kane
telling
fell
you.
On it at the 35.
They almost gave it back to us.
And they're not going to call a timeout here. Apparently, they're going to save that final timeout. Let me see. There's 30 seconds on the game play clock and 49 on the play clock. So only 19 seconds different. So the Yeoman will get the ball back, but with only about 15 seconds left.
I don't know if they will.
Well, they should. There'll be 19 seconds left when they call timeout here. And then they'll take one more knee and we'll call timeout. So we might have a couple of shots at it. Oh, they had 16 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there? Oh, delay a game. They took a delay a game.
Yeah, they did.
Instead of the timeout. And why was that? Why would you do that? You got a timeout on the clock. It's third down and 25. And again, the victory formation for the Cougars. Take a knee. And
do Yeoman have a timeout?
They must not have another timeout. Because they're not stopping the clock anymore.
I guess not.
Well, the scoreboard was incorrect. That's going to do it. As time expires and the Cameron Yeoman fall to 1-2 on the year, a disappointing loss here tonight where they really didn't get into gear until midway through the fourth quarter. They'll lose it to the China Spring Cougars 23-14 in their debut on the remodeled stadium here at Yeoman Stadium. We're back in a moment with our post-game show live from Yeoman Stadium. Stay with us.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat-screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. PostCameron.com.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Sheffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Sheffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
John Deere 3 E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements. Plus, get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Discover the many services that Standards Home Health can provide for you or a loved one in need of in-home health care, like skilled nursing care, home health aides, cardiac recovery, pulmonary recovery, physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy services. And for those difficult times, they provide compassionate hospice care. Standards Home Health, raising the standards for in-home health care in the state of Texas. Call today for a free in-home consultation, 1-888-671-7007.
Mark Bell's China Spring Cougars put it on the Cameron Yeoman here tonight, 23-14. It actually looked a lot worse than the score indicates. The Cameron Yeoman didn't scratch pay dirt until under 6 minutes to play in the ball game. And, you know, I'm just kind of speechless at that stat with the explosiveness that the offense has.
Well, we had opportunities. We had plenty of opportunities. We dropped a lot of footballs, and we underthrew some folks. But then, you know, we turned around and shot ourselves foot. We gave them the first 15 points of the ball game, or 16 points, yeah, of the ball game. And we just weren't clicking. That's all there was to that. When you have 64 yards of total offense in the first half and three first downs, you haven't done a whole lot.
Well, let's take a look at the final stats for tonight with our statistician, our very own statistician, waiting for the microphone, Chandler Barton. How about it?
Here are your final stats for tonight's game between the Cameron Yeomen and the China Spring Cougars. The Yeomen had 14 first downs, and they completed 17 out of 35 passes with one interception. The Yeomen had 223 passing yards and 102 rushing yards for a total of 325 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeomen was Sakori Smith with 104 receiving yards and two touchdowns. The leading rusher for the Yeomen was Trayon Smith with 123 rushing yards. The Yeomen had three penalties for a total of 25 yards and one fumble. The China Spring Cougars had eight first downs, and they completed 10 out of 15 passes with one interception. China Spring threw for 124 yards and rushed for 124 yards also for a total of 248 yards. The leading receiver for the Cougars was Keaton Dudick with 69 yards and one touchdown. The leading rusher for the Cougars was also Keaton Dudick with 83 rushing yards and one rushing touchdown. The Cougars had no penalties and one fumble.
All right, there's your final stats from tonight. One surprising stat, Coach, was the total yardage.
Yes, sir.
Are you saying that we had more than them?
They had 248 yards. And the Cameron Yeomen had 325 yards.
Well, that's pretty amazing. But what the Yeomen would do is put together a nice drive and then fizzle.
Yeah.
And come up with no yards. They would either bad snap or holding penalty or some type of...
Drop a pass.
Yeah. Something that would just kill the drive. And they would come up with no points. So they did rack up a good bit of yardage tonight, but they didn't rack up the stats where the stats counted. That was on the scoreboard. Holding the Yeomen to 14 points, you know China Spring's got to be pretty pleased with that defensively. Here's how this game kind of unfolded, Coach. We always talk about the third quarter kind of setting the tone for the second half. It didn't so much do that, but it might have set the tone for the outcome in this one. The Yeomen took that opening kickoff of the third quarter. They march it all the way down to where they have it first and 10 from the Cougar 15-yard line. And then the mishandled snap loses 13 yards. And all of a sudden, they're in a hole they can't dig themselves out of. And it's fourth and long, and they can't convert. And China Spring takes over. The Yo defense holds them to third down and 16 in their ensuing drive. And they hit that long pass play over the middle. We had a defender all over the receiver, but the receiver comes down with it down around the 35, and they go on in to score. A 14-point swing there that it could very well be the difference in this ball game.
Absolutely.
The Yeomen held China Spring in check after about 4 minutes left in the first quarter when they jumped out to that 16-0 lead. The Yo defense stiffened up. It was a scoreless second quarter, and China Spring scored that third quarter touchdown, but were shut out in the fourth quarter. And finally, the Cameron Yeomen found that goal line, that end zone, that deep maroon end zone here at New Stadium, on this pass play from Reed Nickerson to Sakori Smith. Maybe we don't have that queued up. Well, anyway, our play of the game is also Reed Nickerson to Corey Smith. Let me go back. Since we don't have that queued up, I will just tell you when that happened. It happened in the fourth quarter. We were under 6 minutes to play in the ball game, and the Yeomen had taken over after a China Spring punt. They took over at China Spring's 43-yard line, and the second play of that drive, that was the first play of that drive. A 43-yard touchdown catch to Sakori Smith put the Yeomen on the board finally with 5 minutes and 55 seconds left in the ball game. The two-point conversion was good, and the Yeomen had closed that gap to 23-8. Now, the Yeomen would strike again on a one-play drive from Nickerson to Corey Smith after a fumble by China Spring at their own 28-yard line. This one was from 28 yards out. But the two-point conversion was not good, and that was the final scoring of the night, 23-14, our final. China Spring puts another one in their win column, and the Cameron Yeomen fall to 1-2 on the season. We're back with more on our post-game show in a moment. We'll have our MVP and our play of the game, which we've already talked about, all coming up in the final stages of our post-game show this evening. Again, our final from Yost Stadium, it was 23-14, China Spring. Back in a moment.
You can close that down if you want to.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. CameronCameron.com.
Federal tax-free municipal bonds, corporate bonds, government bonds, what's right for you? Some bonds offer relatively attractive yields, while other bonds offer income that can be federal income and often state and local tax-free. If you'd like more information about all types of bonds, see me, Melanie Sheffield, your local Edward Jones investment representative at 315 South Houston here in Cameron. Member SIPC.
And we are back at Yost Stadium. Again, our final 23-14 China Spring. And, Coach, let's first of all do our MVP of the night. Our MVP tonight is courtesy. Hold on. Standards, Life Cycle Solutions, and our most valuable player or players, as it is tonight.
Well, really, we're going to give it to two people. We called their names all night long. Number 52, Alex Ibarra, and number 42, Ryan Cullen. We're all over the football field.
All right, defensive standouts for the Yeoman tonight with our Standards, Life Cycle Solutions, most valuable player. Standards, Life Cycle Solutions is the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Life Cycle Solutions, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Now let's move on to our play of the game. And, of course, it was that first touchdown. It happened with about 6 minutes left in the ball game. The Cameron Yeoman would force a punt and take over at the China Spring 43-yard line. And then Reed Nickerson hooked up with Sakori Smith for the touchdown. Twins to both sides. Nickerson back, looking, pumps, throws one long downfield. Aaron Sims, no, Corey Smith, he's got it. Touchdown, Yeoman. That is your play of the game. Tonight's play of the game brought to you by Buckhold State Bank. Don't play around with the finances. Visit one of the friendly local banks of Buckhold State Bank in Buckhold, Cameron, and Rogers. Coach, another learning experience tonight for a young team. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. They came out and the first thing they know, they're down 16-0. They've done absolutely nothing on offense, which set the tone for the rest of the half. But down 16-0, came back out, still played pretty good defense, and then the guy goes up and makes a catch on a play that you have it perfectly defended. You just jump wrong, and he makes the catch. So now you're down by 23, and the Cameron Yeoman never quit. They came back. It was 23-8. Then it's 23-14, and even had a shot down here on an onside kick. Had we got that ball, they just had many opportunities. Every time you turned around, a big run, and you had a holding penalty, or you threw a pass out and one of your fast receivers dropped the ball, things that you just haven't been doing, we did them tonight. So, you know, it was one thing after another. So what you do is you go in and you build on the things that you did well, you take a look and try to correct those others, and get ready for Whitney.
All right, Whitney will be right back here next week. Friday night, 7:30 kickoff. It's an unfamiliar team for the Yeoman.
Well, it is, and an old Cameron Yeoman is coaching them, too. He'll bring them in here ready to play.
And the story is that Coach Gilchrist wanted his son to play on Yeo Field one time before he graduated. And so that's why they agreed to play that game here at Yeo Stadium. So that says a lot about Yeo tradition.
Well, yeah, it does. It does, and it'll be a good football game, too. Gilly will have them ready to play.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to wrap it up here from Yeo Stadium. Don't forget Our broadcast next week will be live from Yale Stadium once again. Hopefully it will start off a little smoother.
I hope so, too.
Both with our broadcast and with the kickoff of that game. Let's see. Want to say thanks tonight to our sports team. Brett Everhart back at the studios. He's a one man doing it all back there. Jerry Bethel on the sideline snapping the camera for KMIL.com. You can see those pictures Monday on KMIL.com. And a big thanks to Chandler Barton, our sports team statistician up here in the booth tonight. And a big thanks to all of our sponsors that made this broadcast possible. Remember, Friday night finals coming your way in just a moment right here on 105.1 The Ranch. Brett will have all the scores from those teams in action across the gridiron in Central Texas tonight. This will conclude our coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman. For Ed, I'm Joe Smitherman. Again, our final 23-14, the Yeoman fall to the China Spring Cougars. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from Yo Stadium.
This has been Cameron Yo Football on The Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Rockin' R Bail Bonds, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Malaire's Discount Center, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Budget Host Inn and Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, McElrath Motors, by Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, Ebco Development, Anderle Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative. Standards Life Cycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Lone Star Ag Credit. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports Production.